NBC.
Ha 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 ha! Oh my!
Okay. I'm gonna go eat now. You can either stay here if you want, or I can come by later. My mom says you can't eat any of our food anymore.
What are you gonna have?
Hot dogs and Cheetos.
Crap!
And pop culture. It's where you find it.
Mr. Artunian? Gee, Mr. Artunian? Oh my God!
Thank you.
The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Well, I wish I could get that excited about the...
Nothing! Are you kidding? Page 73! Johnson! Maven! R! I'm somebody now! Millions of people look at this book every day! This is the kind of spontaneous publicity your name in print that makes people! I'm in print! Things are going to start happening to me now.
All right, now. Get started cutting out those footprints for the boots, man. Scissors should be in the sink. Let's go.
Scissors are in the sink. Church, where are you going? Well, I promised my mom I'd be home for dinner.
No. We gotta take care of this now before the sun goes down. It's gotta be light out.
But it's nugget night.
No, I don't care if... Seriously, you have nuggets? You gotta let me come over?
No.
Fine, man, whatever. I don't care. I'll get my own nuggets, all right? New plan. You go eat your nuggets. I'll get my hands on my own nuggets. Don't you worry about how. I'll meet you in the bird. We'll go up to the cliffs tonight, sleep in the car, wake up at the butt crack of dawn and do this thing, all right? Let's go.
All right. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
So, we'll cover our bodies in urine, and they will be virtually undetectable to all dinosaurs. All right. Here they come. Should have thought of this a long time ago. Woo! Ah, that's refreshing. Okay, who's next? Really? It's not that bad. Check that. Just starting to burn in my eyes a little bit. Did not plan for that. It gets up in the nostrils, too. You do not want that. Wow. That's early morning stuff. Ooh, that is strong. Maybe a second splash. Reduce some of the effects. Immediately made it worse.
Can we just start over? Jesus Christ Almighty. Ugh.
It's okay. Take a deep breath. Everything's fine. And take two.
I'm trying to make myself throw up because that's what I feel like doing. Hey, everybody. It's me, the J-Strum. How you doing? Pretty much sucks so far. I was all ready to go, Bill. I was pumped up. But
he was excited. He was in there revving me up.
And then my mic is muted. Okay, last week we're trying to do the show live, everybody. Thank you for joining us here in Mulberry on Ustream. There's some kind of technical problem. It kept getting all skippy and crap. You know, Bill's like, hey, it sounds like shit, blah, blah, blah. Okay, let me try this. Still sounds like shit. Oh, let me try this. Let me do this. Let me flip these switches. Nope, oh, it still sounds like shit. Oh, what do we do? Let's just do the show and not broadcast it. Sorry, everybody. See you later. So we record the show, put it out or whatever. So I figure out later on what the problem is, Bill. It's TV-versity, right?
Yes.
So it's taking up 100% of my CPU. I'm like, what the hell? I have got everything closed, but still it's 100%. So what do? I uninstall it. Everything goes back to normal. Hey, that's what the problem was. Oh, okay. Check back now, 5 minutes before the show. I never bothered to try it or mess with it, right? It sounds the same. It's skippy. It sounds like shit again. Hey, I'm flipping switches. Hey, let me flip that. Let me flip that. No, it's nothing. You're like, unplug the camera. Steven was like, unplug it, plug it back in the front of the
That's
PC.
Where we had it in before. Because so, you know how there's sometimes the USBs are different port speeds.
But one thing I know
exactly.
This.
Exactly.
We had the camera plugged in the back before and it didn't matter. Instead of arguing with you, Steven, and saying that's not what it is, just do it. You know, I should just try everything. Okay, I'm going to unplug it. Okay, it doesn't work. Let me plug it back in. Okay, now it works. So there we go. And here we are doing the show.
And before, when we were doing it, you were plugging it in before every show.
Yeah, I was plugging it in the front.
Yeah, the USB sometimes doesn't recognize it, so you have to unplug it and replug it back in for it to re-recognize.
And like Steven said, the different port speeds take up different processing power, so the front ones are obviously less than the back one.
Next time, I'll just do all your suggestions, and we'll just see what happens. And so everything, no, that's not it!
That's what I was thinking. All of a sudden, I was like, you know what? The only thing different is the camera. Do something. Unplug that camera.
Jason said that this program doesn't work without the camera plugged in.
Right. If you unplug the camera completely, you'll lose the signal. It'll just drop you. So
see, I didn't know that. I didn't know you had to plug it back in.
So, yeah. So, anyway, we're here. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. I've just vented, and I feel a lot better.
Oh. And before this, before we started, he's like, all right, we're not going to mention this.
You kind of have to after the muted microphone thing. It
but
we like to keep it real.
Yeah, so
with all the mistakes, it makes it sound like real radio.
Yeah, with all the ums, the ahs, and the muted mics. Well, we're here, and
we're live.
Exciting things to talk about this week, Bill. Last week's show was a lot of fun, even though it wasn't live.
Yeah.
But now we're doing it live. Just like
back to where we belong.
Yes, we're back where we belong, and we've got some things to talk about. We have no voicemail. You know, and it really is feast or famine with that, isn't
it? I'm telling you, man, it is.
It's like we'll have too much, and then we'll have none.
No. We'll do it live! Do it live!
Yeah, okay. So, okay, Bill, before we get started and everything, I want you to talk about E3. There was an exciting E3 this week. I saw on G4, all the G4 people were there filling airwave time with...
it was, and they're so awkward, because none of them really have anything to say.
They have
so they all just kind of stand around like, oh, yeah, that's great. Oh, I love that.
You watch somebody else do something, and then you have to comment about it. Well, that was...
Yeah,
that was
so much better when Tech TV used to do it.
Yeah,
yeah, because there was actual techies at Tech TV, whereas half the people on G4 never even played a video game, but they cover it because
it's
they
popular.
Have to, and it's pathetic.
Out of all the announcements, which one was you most excited about?
Giant enemy crab.
That one, the most. Yeah, Genji, the Last Blade, or whatever the hell it's called. It really wasn't that great of a year, honestly. But the thing that excited me the most is probably that Project Natal that Microsoft is working on.
Right. What is it called? How do you pronounce that?
Project Natal.
Natal.
I don't know. It's something. It has to do with something Greek or Latin or I don't know.
I don't like the name. Make it something simple.
Well, it's just the you know, the project name right now.
Oh,
who knows
okay.
what to call the camera? You know, it's got different sensors and cameras and stuff. So it's basically you become the controller. They're not messing around with Wiimotes or motion controllers. They're you're the controller. And they added some pretty cool things that they worked with and freaked me out with the whole Skynet Milo thing that Peter Molyneux put together at Lionhead Studios. And so I thought that was probably the coolest thing.
That is cool. You know, you want to know what my favorite announcement was? You can play Last.fm on your Xbox.
That was pretty cool. The whole social networking where they put Twitter, Facebook, and Last.fm on the Xbox 360.
But, you know, actually, the funny thing is, like, you can go on Facebook, Twitter, on your Xbox. I'm like, do they know this thing overheats if you leave it on too long? And you have to friggin' mail it in a coffin and get a new one back or whatever?
Yeah, it's like I told you. I was like, you know, I'm really excited about it, but I'm not going to be listening to Last.fm on my 360 all afternoon. It's just one more thing that can make it, you know.
Yeah, you're going to get the red rings of death before you know it.
And Rufio in the chat room, no, Project Natal is not smoke and mirrors. Numerous people have tried it out from different blogs and say it's in fact real. It's not in its final form yet, but it is real.
Is that Rufio from Hook?
I believe it is.
Awesome. You know, I cried when Rufio died, you know.
But I think Rufio is actually R-U-F-I-O. This one's R-O-O-F-I-O.
It's a Rufio imposter?
No, and there was also he's also saying that it was only paint and breakout. They also had Burnout backstage going on, so people actually played Burnout with Project Natal also.
Oh.
Attack its weak point.
I think Rufio might be a Sony fanboy.
It's possible. Hey, we have PS3s too, and when a game comes out I want to play on it, I'll get it. But that hasn't happened
for now.
I have one game, Bill, and it's a game you sent me after you were done playing with it on the PS3, and it's Force Unleashed.
I hated it so much that I just sent it to you. It was so frustrating. So I was like, hey, Jason, you want to play it?
And Steven, you see what's under my drink right now? Force Unleashed Coaster. Also on the Xbox, tell me about the cool games that were announced. That's
okay,
what I really want to know
about. That was cool. I think the most important one was Metal Gear Solid Rising, the Raiden-based Metal Gear Solid game for Xbox 360. Now, they're saying that it's the franchise has come, so I think that just means this game, because I have a feeling Sony still has their claws in Solid Snake.
Right, it's so just like a game for the Xbox. It doesn't mean the whole franchise. Right?
Yeah, I doubt we'll ever see a Solid Snake game on the Xbox 360.
Yeah, while the game is probably cool, that Raiden character annoyed the crap out of me in the second one.
He was the naked one, right?
Yeah, he was the naked guy. There's a whole level where...
Yeah,
naked.
I've never been a big Metal Gear Solid fan, but I thought that was kind of like the final FU to Sony. You know, they took Final Fantasy 13, and that's not going to be exclusive.
Right.
And
remember the big announcement was Resident Evil last year.
Yes, last year it was Resident Evil 5. Resident Evil 5 is good with two people. It was designed as a co-op game. Afraid not. Sony said that Final Fantasy 14 is exclusive to the PS3, but what they kind of didn't say was that it's actually an MMO, which is kind of the follow-up to, I believe, Final Fantasy 11, and it may be exclusive for the PS3, but it's going to be on the PC also. And at any time, it could probably be a timed exclusive and show up on the 360. So it really wasn't as big a deal as Sony made it out to be.
Giant enemy crab.
you sent me a video of this game. It's like a scary game where you get a flashlight and there's weird creatures coming at you or something.
Yes, Alan Wake. This is a game that Remedy, the people that... I believe Remedy was the people that did Max Payne or worked on Max Payne.
Oh, okay.
They have been working on this Alan Wake game for a number of years. In fact, it was supposed to come out on the original Xbox, but eventually went to the Xbox 360 development, and nobody has seen this thing. I mean, it's been vaporware. It's almost like Duke Nukem Forever for the longest time. Finally, they show it this year at E3, and they show this really cool level and how it's designed, and it's really atmospheric, kind of a Twin Peaks, Silent Hill vibe, supernatural stuff.
Yeah, it looked really cool and creepy.
Yeah, you use the flashlight as a kind of weapon. There's like these smoke shadow creatures that you can shine the light on and stuff. Now, they were showing this as a demo at the press conference. A lot of the bloggers and writers got to play it behind the scenes, and they were impressed with elements of it, but they were also a little shady about it. So, I mean, it's still in this very early stage.
Yeah.
Normally what they do is they solidify these certain levels to show off, these demo levels.
Oh, yeah.
And still the rest of the game isn't done. So they're open to suggestions, I'm sure, but a lot of people liked what they saw, and I certainly did. I thought it looked tremendous.
The main thing, like what you could say, is just one level. All the enemies are the same. Hopefully it tricks up through the rest of the game. They look kind of like ghosts or something.
Yeah, and Alan Wake is a writer, so the entire game is told like a first-person point of view narrative. Like he's narrating this entire thing like he's writing the book.
That was really cool. I like that device in the storytelling of the game.
Yeah, I thought that was very cool.
They also announced Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah, which a lot of people were very upset about because they thought it was way too quick of a turnaround for a sequel. But from what I understand, what I read about Valve is they're saying that, yeah, we added this survival mode to Left 4 Dead, but it'd be very, very difficult to add entire new campaigns.
Oh,
so
is
they
that
wanted
what,
to...
People are expecting that to happen first before they announce a sequel. Like, hey, wait, you're not done with your game yet. You can still add more shit to it. Right.
Yeah, but they can't do it. It's too difficult to wrap the technicalities around that. So what they're doing is they're working on a sequel, and they're kind of fixing all the little issues that Left 4 Dead had originally. And maybe they'll even make it so that they can add more campaigns to this.
But coming
out of the gate, it will have more campaigns. It'll have survival mode in it. It takes place in the South. You kind of work your way from Savannah, Georgia, all the way down to New Orleans. And there's more of a story to the individual sessions.
Right.
Because in the original Left 4 Dead, it was just like kind of little vignettes, like film vignettes. Whereas this one kind of tells more of an overarching story from what I understand.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, and they've added more melee weapons. They've added more weapons. Like now you can have the chainsaw and a bunch of other things.
I want some finishing moves, too, on things.
That would be awesome if there were chainsaw finishing moves, like in Gears of War. Maybe like a curb stomp.
Curb stomp. I love that.
Meat shields. Zombie meat shields.
We've been playing Gears of War 2 lately, and I love the headshots in that game.
Well, it's
you
like,
can't help but go, yeah! It's like... It's like a watermelon exploding.
But Gears of War 2 is like, it's so much more cinematic than the first one. It's so much larger.
Yeah.
Like, totally. I mean, you ran into a corpse or like once or twice in the first one. But it's like this one, there's corpses everywhere. There's Brumax everywhere. There's the giant worm that you get inside of and have to work your way out of.
That shit was insane. And also the giant fish when you're on the raft. Bill and I were playing it on hardcore, and we did that fish thing I don't know how many times.
It was so funny. You'd go running. I'd, like, run in, and you'd run in behind me, and the fish would clamp down, and one of us would get smushed at some point.
Yeah, we took turns getting smushed by the teeth. It's like, okay, I made it. Oh, but then you died. And then we do it again. Okay, I made it. Oh, then I got killed.
I think we did that, like, 20 times.
Yeah, that was crazy. But was there any other games that you can think of that really just were like, oh, man?
There were a couple. I think Crackdown 2 I'm very excited for, because the original Crackdown was just so much fun, that open environment.
It is a lot of fun.
We played that for ages, just running around. I thought Splinter Cell Conviction looked incredible. They, like, changed the entire storytelling of it. Now it's like, while you're playing the game, these like, scenes pop up around you on the walls.
Attack its weak point for massive damage.
And checkpoint updates, like, are projected onto the wall and stuff like that. So it's like it's more interactive version of a game. I can honestly admit I didn't play any of the earlier Splinter Cells. I have them for
the
original Xbox,
PS2
but I never
version.
Played them. I was really looking forward to that. God of War 3, of course, you got to see. But Sony's press conference was really terrible. They did a lot of teasing. Yeah, and that guy was back to show off the PSP Go.
Did he say Ridge Racer?
No, but I was waiting for him to.
Ridge Racer!
It's so funny with the PSP Go. It's the PSP without the UMD drive, so anybody that has a bunch of games on UMD is shit out of luck until Sony comes up with some way of digitizing what you already have and putting it on the PSP Go. The screen's smaller. It looks like, remember that Sony Milo you wanted? The Milo 2?
Yes.
Where hey, that would be neat.
It is exactly the same design.
I noticed that. It looks just like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Maybe they have a bunch of the housings, but they haven't actually put the guts in it yet, and they're like, we'll just use this shit.
Exactly. I think that's exactly what happened. They didn't have to spend any money on R&D. They just said, hey, we already got a design. Let's use it. The Milo was a... Milo 2 was a bust, so...
The first game that they're going to have on it is...
Ridge Racer!
Yeah!
The best moment of anybody being an idiot at any of the press conferences was the head guy at Xbox. For some reason, every time somebody would say something that he thought was important, he'd start clapping and go, woo! Woo! And I'm just sitting there going, dude, if you say woo one more time, I'm turning this shit off.
Woo,
was so annoying. Like, Steven Spielberg would come out and say, like, 5 minutes of stuff about Project Natal and be like, woo! Yeah, woo! Just, it was bad.
What was
and Nintendo, about the only thing that Nintendo did was they showed that there's going to be a new Super Mario Brothers game for the Wii, which looks great. But guess what? No co-op.
No co-op there's, still on the
It's designed
Nintendo?
As a multiplayer Super Mario Brothers game. Up to four people can play. But no co-op. What the hell is wrong with you, Nintendo? Get your head out of your asses and realize that consoles nowadays are all about co-op and the whole online activity.
But it's Nugget Night.
And, of course, there's a new Metroid game coming out, which really piqued a lot of people's interest with the Nintendo stuff. That was really the only Nintendo thing, was Metroid and the new Super Mario Brothers. The other thing that a lot of people were interested in was the PS3 motion controller. Of course, they had to PS3. Sony had to come out with their own version of the Wiimote. So they had like this entire demo of them like sword play and arrow play and all. I mean, it was interesting and it was some cool stuff. But it looked so bizarre.
Giant
it had this. It had this, like, glowing globe on top of it. And Rufio, it did look kind of like a dildo. It just
what?
It was really weird looking and bizarre. And they're trying to be like, oh, this is so cool. And it was so funny because it was just kind of ridiculousness. All these
anyone
little demos.
For penis?
And the crowd kept cheering. They kept cheering at these things. And it was like, oh, that's obviously Sony's peanut gallery, because there's absolutely no reason to cheer any of this. So I mean, it was an interesting E3. There was a lot of things that went down, but I certainly wasn't as impressed as prior E3s.
Honestly, Bill, are you excited about any of those no controller games?
Honestly, not really.
No. I could care less, but maybe once I see it in my living room, I'll be like,
well, Nintendo started that. You know, yeah. It's such a novelty.
It's neat to see my daughter play the Wii. Other than that, well,
it's designed to get older people who don't really know how to hit all the No. I mean, I'd say.
What are you talking about, Steven?
I want to go bowling, but I don't want to go bowling.
But
I'll
break my hip.
They have that down at my grandmother's nursing home. They really? Do have a Wii for
well,
them
see,
to
that's
do that
cool.
stuff.
Yeah.
So I mean, they get a little bit active, but they don't have to pick all the heavy crap.
What's
up.
This white dink majigger?
This is the kind of spontaneous publicity. Your name in print.
But I mean, they don't have people. To hit all these different buttons and figure things out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I gotcha.
It's a nice little gimmick to get people.
That's right. They want
to
get the whole family playing this stuff.
Right.
And that's what I don't like. I am such an elitist asshole. I hate this entire gaming for everyone thing that's going on. I'm sorry, but if you're not a gamer, go screw yourself because it shouldn't be for everyone. Well, I like my controller. I like to be able to control what I'm
doing.
Well,
they'll always have that,
well,
too.
Well, Bill, that's, you know, you've got your games, you know, for that are the
well,
technical
stuff. Well, you know what,
Steven?
I don't care. Kiss my ass.
I'm somebody now.
I just don't like, it's like the EA press conference. What do they start out with? A bunch of games for tween girls. I mean, what the hell? It's E3. Why are you showing us pets games? This is all about gamers. There's nobody there that cares about these games. Show us, you know, a sequel to Dead Space or something like that. I don't want to see these things where you can shake the Wiimote like you're jacking off. And
wow.
Yeah, it's like these little girls. There's these four girls on stage, and they're supposed to be teasing the hair in the game. And they're shaking the controller, and it looks like they're giving a hand job. It looks so incredibly wrong.
Now, what if it was a Jonathan game?
Jonathan Anton game?
Yeah.
That shit would rock,
that
yo.
Would be fabulous. You could be silky and dirty at the same time.
Silky dirt, dude.
But awesome. I just don't like this whole new thing that the Wii is starting. It used to be like there was one or two Barbie games out there, but now it's like there's a game for everyone in the family. It just,
what are you doing, monkey?
I'm playing a game, damn it.
Get out of here, Mr. Anton. All right, well, on that note, Bill.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm an asshole.
No. You were just ranting a little. That's fine. There's always a place for ranting, right?
That's true.
Hey!
All right, Bill, before we go into entertainment, I wanted to announce you and I were thinking about reading. I don't know if we've even said this on the show, but we're going to read. We're not thinking about it. We are going to now.
Yes,
we're going to read Stephen King's Dark Tower series, the Gunslinger series, whatever you want to call it. I've never read any of the books. But,
neither have I.
We're going to at least try to read four of them this summer.
I read
summer.
The first one.
Yeah.
Sweet. When it came out years ago.
Great. Read it again, Steven, because what we're going to do is the NIM Book Club. Hey!
And I do have all the books.
So anybody, we're going to start the month of June, I would say, Bill. We're going to read the first book, right?
Yeah, I ordered it from Amazon. What I'm going to do is
I'm going to get
you've
it
been
Saturday.
Reading the short stories, and you read Hearts in Atlantis already.
Yeah,
or, Low Men in Yellow Coats,
right?
Which is a story that involves the Dark Tower series.
I don't know; it's some kind of tie-in. I have no idea what it is.
The Low Men are part of the Dark Tower universe. They're originally like called Kantoi in the books, but that's what they are. They're
that stuff is very cool and interesting.
Yeah, and Ted, the main character in there, is connected to the Dark Tower somehow. In fact, I think we find out later in the Dark Tower books how he's connected.
That's totally sweet.
See, I always like doing it again with other people, reading the book.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Might as well.
I did that with a friend of mine in the past, and we took, you know, we're like, see who could get ahead of the other person by the end of the week.
See, that's no fun because you want to talk about.
No, we would talk about it and we go, well, wait till you see what's coming up. You know,
that's true. That is fun.
Yeah, if you got about 50 pages ahead, you know, I'm not saying like a whole bunch ahead, but, you know, 25, 50 pages.
So I'm saying maybe like, I have no idea. I'm saying four books, but maybe it'll be three. I don't know. But we're going to try the month of June to be done with the first book by the end of June, right,
first
Bill?
Book's not too big. Yeah. It's not a huge book.
So, I mean, like this Saturday, I'm going to buy a couple of the books. But if you guys want to be a part of this, it would be awesome. And we're thinking about doing a show for each book.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, this book has been out for years and years, guys. Why are you getting to it now? Well, we've always wanted to read it, and we finally are.
They just finished the series like a year ago.
So why not start now that the series is over so we don't have to wait?
It's something I've always wanted to read. I was saying this about Stephen King that, you know, I've been reading some other books, the Charlene Harris books, or read autobiographies of whatever. Whenever I come back to Stephen King, I'm like, you know, I forgot how good a writer he is. It's like saying, hey, you know that Stephen King, he's a good writer. It's like everyone knows it, but you kind of forget that because you take it for granted. But when you go and read some other author, which could be perfectly a good author themselves, you come back and you're like, you know.
Early on, Stephen King said that the Gunslinger series was going to be like 14, 16, 18 books. He didn't know.
Right.
And when he got hit by the van, and he was like, dude, I could die before I finish this series.
Yeah.
And that's what made him decide to finish.
That's cool. So we got a lot of reading ahead of us. So that's basically what I announced. Anybody, you've never read The Dark Tower, and you want to read it, or maybe you want to reread it again with us, let's do it. Hey! And, you know, each week when we do the show, we'll kind of give updates. But I'm going to pick it up this Saturday. Bill, you ordered it, and we'll start reading it.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe we'll do like an update each show, like we're on chapter or whatever.
Right.
And then once we're done with the book, we'll do, like you said, a dedicated show and maybe even have some callers to, like, we'll let them know if you're doing it along with us, call in. What did you like? What did you didn't like?
And, you know. No spoilers on future books because already I've run into people who are like, oh, I've read all those.
Yeah, well, guess what? Bite my ass, because we haven't.
I
was buying them all and not reading them, waiting until he finished the series, and I was going to read it beginning to end.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah. I don't want to be overwhelmed like the New Jedi Order books, Bill.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did with the New Jedi Order books. I started reading them like 3 months prior to the last book, The Unifying Force, and I read, like, I nonstop for, like, 6 months. I read them all.
Right.
And then got to the last one. And I was like, oh, that was good. Now what am I going
to
read?
And, I mean, if we need to take a break for, like, a month, like, I want to read a book about something else first or something.
Yeah.
That's cool. We'll have different books in there, too. So let's go ahead and get into entertainment. And let's talk about a couple of movies.
I just want to remind people, audiobooks are cheating.
Yeah. Audiobooks. Audiobooks are really cool, but usually if I listen to an audiobook, Bill, it's because I don't want to read the book anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I used to work with people and they say, yeah, I'm reading a book. And they're listening. I said, no, you're listening.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
You're not reading shit.
I can't say that I think it's similar, really. There's something about...
No, it's not, because when you read something, it really gets into your head.
Have you ever read like a couple of pages, then you stop for a second and you just kind of ponder on what you just read?
What's
funny about when I read, I always have to stop. Like if I got to put the book down, always on the left page, top of the left page. I read like the first paragraph, stop there, whatever page that is.
Really?
I never stop.
You've
got
a bit of an OCD with reading?
I never stop on the right page.
I have to read to the end of a chapter.
Yeah,
if I'm too tired, I'll stop anywhere.
There's sometimes where I'm like, okay, let me 10 more. Forget it, I'm stopping here.
In the chat room does bring up a good point. There are two different readers for the Harry Potter books. Jim Dale does the American releases, who's the guy that narrated Pushing Daisies.
Oh, nice.
He's got that great voice.
Fantastic voice.
And his books are very entertaining, but I actually prefer the British reader, Stephen Fry. He reads the British versions and is very, very good. And I think he's just a little bit better than Jim Dale.
Hot dogs and Cheetos.
Oh, dude, I'd want shirts to read me a book.
That would be so awesome. I want shirts to read me what? What do I want him to read me?
The Dark Tower.
No. Maybe something hat. Like, no, he needs to read me Fight Club.
A James Missioner novel.
Read, reading Fight Club.
I'm going to go eat now. You can either stay here if you want, or I can come by later. My mom says you can't eat any of our food anymore.
My mom's...
I want him to read Casino Royale.
My mom said you can't eat any of our food anymore. All right, guys, let's check out entertainment. I thought about bailing, but let's go ahead and finish the show. Yeah. Right, guys?
Right.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, you know what? I did see Up. I saw Pixar's Up.
Yes.
Never got to see the Sam Raimi movie.
I did.
Oh, you did get to see it, Bill?
Yeah, I saw it yesterday.
Oh, sweet. I had no idea.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you.
Drag me to hell. So what'd you think
of it? Actually, I don't want to talk to you about it until you see it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's one of those movies where if I talk about it at all,
you'll get excited.
It kind of spoils it.
Oh, I gotcha.
So I just want to keep my lips zipped until you see it. But let me just say, awesome.
Hey!
Yeah, thank you. Yes, Harry Carey.
Okay, no, I appreciate that, Bill. That's cool. Okay. Well, let's talk about Up, which I thought was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how great is it that we did know so little going into the theater? I mean, we knew it was about a guy with balloons on his house, but I had no idea what it was about. Have you seen a more heartfelt first, 10 minutes of a movie in your life?
No.
Besides Star Trek when Kirk's dad dies? No, I'm kidding.
I was so totally just taken aback by that. I actually shed a tear. I was so incredibly moved by then the music, that like waltz that Michael Giacchino wrote for that, and the way it changed with time.
They were welling up with me. And see, about a year ago, maybe a little over a year, my grandmother passed away, and that kind of hit me hard. And all this kind of emotion started flooding back to me. And even my daughter was like, "What happened to the lady?" And I was just and I had to tell her that she was gone. And
yeah, the way she collapses going up the hill.
You know, that was just fantastic. There's so much heart in the movie and so funny. When the funny moments happen, they really, it's like extra funny. You know, it's like you need it for your soul.
I have to nominate Kevin the bird and Doug the dog for two of the best characters.
Don't both those characters have two of the best entrances you've ever seen in a movie?
Oh yeah. The whole chase scene with Kevin and then Doug kind of just like popping.
I love Doug. He's like, "Hey." And they're like, "Hello?" Yeah. They're like talking to him.
Yeah,
like,
they
where
think
are
it's
you?
A person, but it's a rock.
I love
and
that.
And then he pops up and it's like, "Ah!"
But what about also, I love the whole ongoing joke of the little mailman. He's a tiny mailman. There's so much about the movie. It, you got to use the word wonderful, don't you? It's just a wonderful.
Oh, yeah, it was tremendous. Everything about it was the dogs. The whole thing with the dogs was just so genius. The way they treated the dogs like they were actual dogs. It wasn't intelligence, like they just carried on a conversation.
Yeah, and they get distracted
easily.
They
said what they thought, like what you would think a dog would say and how they would be interrupted by, like,
squirrels.
Yeah, that was just, that cracked me up. When Doug does it and then the three dogs chasing Kevin do it, I was just like, wow.
They could very easily just get distracted.
Yeah, they're chasing a bird, and then all of a sudden, squirrel.
I got to see this movie again, too. I was telling Heather, I was like, "You got to go see this," because she was at work at the time. It's like, I'd go see this again. See, I didn't see the 3D showing. I want to go see it in 3D.
Yeah, a lot of people, Rufio and Credo in the chat room said that the...
Does anyone have a real name that listens to our show, by the way?
I know.
I'm just kidding, guys. It's
Credo,
cool.
They said the 3D was kind of disappointing, and you know what? I can believe that because the colors are so vivid in the 2D,
okay.
And the 3D kind of mutes it,
maybe
the whole stereoscope thing.
maybe I'll just go see it at the rave.
Jason was like, let's go
projection.
See it in the 3D. And it's like,
it was like an hour wait, so I don't know.
And then having your daughter wear the glasses the whole time, would she keep them on?
Yeah, that's, yeah, I don't think she would have.
She's
plus, that stuff gives you a headache after a little while. That stereoscopic 3D.
And I kept seeing, they do little videos before the movie starts. Like, it was about Robert Rodriguez's new movie called Shorts, this kid's movie.
Oh, my God,
it looks like the most annoying shit you've ever seen. But it's like, does this little kid write scripts on napkins now? And he's like, all right, we're going to make this next, right after Grindhouse. I'm going to crank this
shit. And you know what? It makes money. That's the way his company makes money. Then he can go do what he really wants.
He can go do Barbarella with his mistress or whatever. Or his wife now.
I think that's out. I think they stopped that.
Yeah, he was doing John Carter and all this. That's another thing about... Remember back in the day when they announced a movie, it would actually come out? But now everyone's got a friggin' blog, and if, you know, Robert Rodriguez says, I want to do a Sinbad movie next, he might think that for a day, it's all over the internet, and he's just like, I was just saying that, I don't want to make that shit, you know? That's what happens these days. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Harry Knowles knows him personally.
That's cool. Harry Knowles would know. I'm wondering what Yoko thinks of it all. No,
I want Harry Knowles to know my ass.
Whoa, what? That doesn't.
Because I'm gonna shit on his head.
Okay, it sounded a little bit.
That would be gay. Yes. No, he can.
But it's nugget night.
Yeah. He's not getting any of my nuggets.
No butt nugget.
What? Oh, what the hell? Wow. What happened to the show?
I'll just shit on his head and call it a hat.
Blow it in your buddies.
All right, well, Land of the Lost came out today. Hey, did anybody go see it yet, huh? Land of the Lost?
Shoot me in the head before
I'm going to rush right out and go see that one.
We know how Steven feels about Will Ferrell, first of all. One thing is, I'm waiting for someone to go, they destroyed the integrity of the TV show. I think Sci-Fi has been showing Land of the Lost constantly all week. And it's like, it's kind of something you remember fondly when you're a kid and you're retarded, you're stupid, you don't know jack shit about plot. Now when you I can't sit through 5 minutes of that crap.
I can't either. I tried so hard.
I think I sat through like three cover our bodies in shows.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, dumping urine all over yourself. It's, you know, it's a nostalgia thing, like, oh wow, I love watching that show when I was a kid. Can't watch it anymore. It doesn't mean it's good. So I don't care what they do with Land of the Lost. If it's somewhat entertaining, that's cool. I don't expect much more from it.
Does that sound good?
I mean, I really like Danny McBride. I think he's hilarious. So
yeah, but he's not past doing movies for paychecks.
Yeah, I'd probably do it too. You know, like, dude, we show up on a green screen stage for like 2 weeks, dude. We're raking in
the
bucks.
What I thought was really funny, one review was really trying to justify how good the movie was, and they're like, listen, the CGI is so bad at moments that they're trying to play off how bad it really is. They know it's bad CGI. That's what makes it so funny. And I'm just sitting there going, wow, that is really stretching it.
That was a horrible thing to say.
Yeah, so I'll just, when it's on HBO, I'll check it out for sure.
Yeah, for like 5 minutes at a time.
Got doo-doo and chocolate over his hands.
Ah, what the hell. I'll rent the Blu-ray. By the way, I still have the Bruce Campbell movie in my Blu-ray player. I need to take it out and mail it.
You need to get that thing out of your PS3 before it rots it from the inside out.
Yeah, I was saying it was leaking bean curd inside the PS3. I really do. I'm so bad about that. Why won't I mail it back? Mail it back, Jason.
You could get something so much more entertaining.
I want to get, is Hearts in Atlantis on Blu-ray?
No.
Oh, bummer, because the story is so good. You know, it's the kind of thing like 1408. I read that. I'm reading the Stephen King at the Movies book, which has a bunch of short films that were made into movies. I'd never seen 1408. The story's like 20 pages long, the short story. And it's just... You know, it's fine. It's like, oh, okay. You know, you read it and it's done. But they made a movie on it so they can expand on that 20-page story into something bigger. And I really liked the movie, by the way, with John Cusack. Thought it was good stuff. So I was like, hey, after I read Low Men in Yellow Coats, which isn't a good title for a movie, I can understand. But Hearts in Atlantis, what, is that a good movie title either? But I'd like to see that, too.
It really kind of makes no sense because it really has nothing to do with... low men in yellow coats, but oh well.
Right, it's confusing, but I'd like to see that too. It's on Netflix streaming, Bill, and I was excited. Full screen, lame.
You know, I forgot that I even had the DVD of Hearts in Atlantis. I was downstairs cleaning up my my mess of old consoles and stuff, and I was looking at my DVD collection. I was like, oh, I have that. I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, I keep calling it Hearts and Atlantis. It's Hearts in Atlantis. The whole thing just confuses me. Now, what
does it even mean?
What's the next big flick coming out?
What would be the next big flick? I mean, we really haven't even entered the summer. And I think CGI this weekend, The Hangover is probably going to blow up, the Todd Phillips movie.
The Hangover. Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep seeing the commercials for that. They totally blew the Mike Tyson joke, though, didn't they? If that was ever funny, you ruined it. Thanks a lot, commercials.
Yeah, it's like I was watching something, and they were like, oh, okay, so, the Tigers, Mike Tyson's tiger, they stole it, and we're just like, wait, why did you tell me that?
Yeah, see in the friggin' movie. Do it like Up. Show Mike Tyson floating from balloons in the sky, and I have no idea what it's about. And then I go see it, and it has nothing to do with that, he's in the movie.
You show a bunch of guys going to Vegas, and you show them, like, the next day all hungover.
Yeah, you don't need to give away the whole Mike Tyson joke.
And a few weird things that have happened, you know, like...
Show a baby in danger. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Smacking a baby with a car door.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Girl. All right, guys, let's get to some TV shows. We have a few to talk about. Let's get to it. What do you say? Yes. Let's do it.
Yes.
You know, the first show, we can't ignore this show, okay? NBC.
I got a lisp over
Secretary.
You become gay whenever you start to talk about this show.
NBC, there's a show called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And it's about non-celebs being taken. They're not celebrities.
No, they're not.
There's one celebrity, and that's Chavez E. Chavez from Young Guns, okay? He's a celebrity.
Yeah, that's it.
Remember The First Power? Awesome, scary movie.
I was so shocked to see him on here.
So was I. Like, I was like, what the hell?
What the hell is Lou Diamond Phillips doing on this show? Yes, he doesn't have the best career. Yes, 10 years ago, his wife left him and became a lesbian.
He still gets regular work, though, Bill. I see him on Law & Order. I see him on different shows all the time.
I just don't understand this.
Doesn't he have that show on?
He was on a CBS show recently.
On
maybe NCIS, something like that. But the thing is, they also have these two black chicks from something.
They were always on those VH1 things. Like, I love the 80s, I love the 70s.
Weren't they on Hannah Montana or something?
Okay.
Frangela, really?
I think so. Also, we have Janice Dickinson.
Oh, one of them is on Hannah Montana.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Janice Dickinson, huge celebrity.
Who was on the UK version of the show like 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. So she's acting like this is all new to her, but guess no, it isn't. She was on the show in the UK.
Stephen Baldwin's on the show. There's some wrestler chick, Tori something.
Tori Wilson?
Yeah, she was. I don't know. I don't know who the hell these people are.
Yeah, I don't. Last time I watched wrestling, I was 7 years
There's
old.
There's some basketball player, retired.
John Sally. He's kind of a weirdo.
Yeah, retired basketball player. Yeah. Now, okay, let's start off with this. Do the producers know what the hell they're supposed to be doing? They're just kind of like there in the jungle, right?
I didn't even watch it because I just knew it was like beyond a train wreck.
Well, it has Spencer and Heidi from The Hills. And I got to tell you right now, I think they made the whole show worth.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were entertaining. I don't know. The guy Spencer is such a douche, but at the same time, he's incredibly entertaining because he says
he
such outrageous
things. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Well, first of all, before they even get to their camping spot, Bill, let's check this out. They're all walking through the jungle and observing things. Let's check this out.
What?
Hey, what you going to give me for carrying this bag?
Rice and beans, bro. Trade-off with John is he's a gentleman, and he takes my backpack because it hurts my back to carry the backpack. Great guy.
Hey, John, there's a big black monkey up here.
What you trying to say?
There's a big black monkey in the tree.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, that's whack.
You see it? I don't see it.
What you trying to say?
You see a real monkey?
As opposed to a fake one?
Yeah.
Is that a real monkey?
Wow, is that a real... No,
yes,
you're not
we're in
Disney
the jungle.
Land.
It's a fake monkey. They put it up there just to have us go, wow, look, there's a big black monkey.
And, you know, honestly, I couldn't take any of this place, the jungle or whatever, because of bugs. I just couldn't handle the bugs, man. Just camping regularly, mosquitoes drive me nuts. But this guy Spencer, his whole shtick is that he's a rich guy. He's used to being pampered. He can't handle this. So they keep wanting to quit, him and Heidi, his wife. And how old are these people? Like 21, 22?
They're kids. They got to be in their early to mid-20s.
Well, here, Spencer decides he needs to call Ben Silverman on their satellite phone. But just listen to his conversation with Ben Silverman. First of all, listen to Ben Silverman. He's like, hey, dude, what's up?
Hey, man, how you doing? Watch my video on YouTube where I rap.
Let's check this out.
And Fisher Stevens plays the harmonica.
Awesome.
I feel like I could do this for so long if there was s'mores and maybe another change of clothes. But this is just almost borderline real torture. Like, I would do this to Al-Qaeda.
Wow.
Yo, I'm leaving.
They probably like it a lot better than Guantanamo.
Take me to my car because Heidi and I are leaving. We're celebrities and we're getting the hell out of here.
Are you from?
Yeah.
Are you from?
Yeah. We're full of the rip cars.
A couple of times. I mean,
got here. I know.
Get out of here, guys.
You haven't even done any challenges.
Guys, don't leave.
I love that they're trying to get them to stay, but if they leave, it's a better chance they win.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
No, come on.
No, I'm not leaving. Hurt. Now I'm hurt.
Chavez has a good point coming up.
Don't go.
No way.
It's been one night.
Just give it till the morning, kids. Come on.
No, seriously. I mean, you have two separate charities, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So there's two charities that are going to get bupkis if you guys take off.
That's why we chose the two biggest charities in the world.
That they don't need the money?
That's a bad attitude.
Wow.
You can't. I mean, we're doing this for charity. You're doing this. Different part of your life. You can't miss this kind of experience.
Yo.
Spencer. Tell me what's bothering you right now. Just tell me
I'm too rich and I'm too famous to be sitting with these people and cleaning up their in the jungle, my man. And this cast is devaluing our fame right now. I'm sitting next to VH1 comedians that I've never even seen before. I'm sitting next to wrestlers. I'm like, this is just not the show. I thought it was about to be all celebrities. Stars of shows get treated like stars, dude. I'm supposed to be cleaning up John Sally's in a bucket, dude. You've never cleaned up your own, let alone taking John Sally's to the creek, have you? Don't throw me in the jungle and try to make me a little guinea pig torture.
You're throwing John Sally's shit in the creek?
Thanks so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Aren't they bathing in that?
Come back to the hammock if they leave. You can have it now.
All right, let's divvy up their stuff.
Oh, yeah. Since they've left again, they've decided to divide all their shit up. And what is it Heidi has? She has some kind of spray on.
Dry shampoo.
Where you could just spray it in your hair and your hair feels clean, I guess?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Heidi's hairspray.
I'm going to take her name off it, though.
We just all started divvying up what they had left.
Yeah, she tears a label off of it for some reason.
Do they have an extra pillow anywhere?
Yeah.
Since I took over their cot, I took a pillow.
Who wants Heidi's shirt? Spencer! Can I have your hat?
Good news, guys. We're having Sanjaya for dinner. I'm going to cook him alive.
You know what? We thought you guys left, so I came out with this new
dry shampoo. That's a delicious meal.
Already.
That's very gamey.
Everyone is just being so mean. It completely took off all my labels and everything on my dry shampoo.
That's horrible.
I'm not going
to chill out. It's like Guantanamo Bay.
I actually made this label, and it took me all day.
Sorry, then.
Yeah.
We thought you were gone.
Yeah, Archie Kraft.
Wait.
You take somebody's possessions. I'm going to go into your possessions. Is that okay?
It took me all day to write her name on this masking tape.
A very new Christian, so he is.
He's a new Christian. I love when he starts going off on Tori.
His temper and stuff, but I feel like with anyone, when you, like with the mama bear, you mess with the cubs, you know, you're going to get the wrath of the daddy bears.
Where's your stuff?
Wait, what?
Tory shampoo. Tory's just shampoo. Tory can only sell steroids. Okay?
Hey, oh, yeah, I do not take steroids.
You can't be that buff without steroids.
Yes, you can. Have you ever worked out in your life?
No, I don't work
skinny
out.
Skinny boy?
No.
She was lunging this morning.
I'm too busy.
Skinny boy. I don't work out. I'm too busy.
I have lots of businesses.
Yeah, I heard about them. That's why I had to Google you to find out who you were.
You know what's funny? When he's saying they argue with him, he goes, all you could sell is steroids. John Sally, the basketball player, bows his head down and covers his face because he is laughing his ass off. He's just trying to hide it because he doesn't want to disrespect her, but he thinks that's the funniest shit he's ever heard.
I think Sally's got a bit of a thing going for Heidi and Spencer. He's always defending them.
Yeah,
they're just kids, man. They're just kids.
Like, they're just dumb kids. And even the chicks from Hannah Montana or whatever, they're like, you know, we can't get mad at them because they are just kids that don't know any better. And that
they're spoiled kids who have never had anything tough in their life.
And what don't they quit again?
Yeah, they do quit again.
And what is this little bit here? I think they decide to quit and leave. And they call them Spidey, right? Heidi and Spencer,
yes.
And they combine them, and it's Spidey.
Yeah, it's very clever, very Hollywood.
As much as Spidey is going to miss all of you, and we've grown to love you all, and I know we've said we're going to leave like 10 times, that challenge just proved to us we do not have what it takes.
So I think we're going to get out of here, for real.
I'm a super celebrity. My wife is a super celebrity. Super celebrities don't belong in the jungle. They belong in Hollywood with the paparazzi.
We will miss you guys, but call us all when you get back to L.A.
Thank you for Young Guns. I don't know what I would do without it.
Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you for Young Guns.
Thank you for...
The kid's a freaking genius. That's hilarious.
Thank you for La Bamba.
I wish you would have called him Chavez the whole time. See you later, Chavez.
Chavez.
So then what do you see the next night? This show comes on every night, Steven. It's always on.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
And the tasks are always crawling around with bugs on you or eating some disgusting shit or something. So all of a sudden they come back from commercial break and here
we
go.
So they made a fear factor in the jungle.
Right, Spidey. Yeah, I'll just call him that too. Spidey has left, and now all of a sudden they're back.
I'm joined right now by Heidi and Spencer.
Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Good to see
Listen
you.
To the reasoning, though.
Hello.
What on earth is going on? Last time we saw you, you were heading for the hills.
What on
out
earth?
Yeah, that was last time you saw us. We realized that we made a big mistake and that the devil got to us and said, get out of the jungle. And we realized it's not even about us. It's about the charities.
The devil didn't want them there?
Experience
earning money for
really
charity,
for
I guess.
People tried to tell you that in there. They said that you were lazy and spoiled. You didn't help out around the camp. They reminded you. I remember Lou saying, you're doing this for charity. Well, why didn't you listen then?
I mean, because it took us to get out of this situation to realize that we had lost our minds. That was so out of
so
the body.
So you're pleading insanity.
They need to get
absolutely.
Back to the hills first.
Don't jacket, understand they the wisdom of jacket, Chavez and Chavez.
We are then going to speak to your campmates, and if they feel, after you've successfully done that, that they want to have you back, they might not even want you back in camp, then
Jesus,
you can go.
Oh, my God. And that's right. They live in some kind of fantasy Christian world where God is like a genie, like a magic genie.
Yeah, I've never understood that.
And, well, the way Heidi prays to God, it's like, it's almost like, please put a magic force field around me. Nothing can harm me or whatever. It's like this kind of weird, detached, strange fantasy land kind of world. And she's got Spencer. He's a new Christian. He's talking to her. She's always talking to him about turning his life over to Christ. But it's the same kind of wacko shit. And here is a good example. I know I've got a lot of clips of the show because I can't believe this shit, okay? Listen to Spencer's reasoning on praying to God. It's awesome. It's the best I've ever heard.
Heidi's been asking me for the last 2 years to, please, Spencer, you're not really following God until you get baptized.
I could water baptize you over here, bro.
Stephen Baldwin.
If you want to do the baptism, that's awesome.
Yes. I've always found it so fascinating living with Heidi that every single thing
from
she prays
from a Baldwin
for,
that is not an ordained minister.
To the detail comes true. For instance, she told me, Spencer,
say a prayer, really try it. So I did my first prayer. God, please, the one person I want to go on a double date with is Miley Cyrus. If you're so powerful, make me hang out with Miley Cyrus. He did it within a month.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That you be my Lord.
Wow, he grants wishes?
Forgive me of my sins.
Yes. Forgive me of my sins.
I forgive myself.
I forgive
just
myself.
Just need to rub the and Bible. It's like
three times Jesus will pop out.
It's like Beetlejuice. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Well, it was worth coming to Costa Rica to get baptized.
Hallelujah.
I love Stephen Baldwin.
I love him so much.
I don't care what anyone says.
They're like, I love Stephen Baldwin. he adds, I don't care what anyone says. I love
I'll
this.
Totally do gay things for you if Jesus tells me to.
I mean, what? That was a little strange. And I don't even, did they ever come back or not? I don't know.
You know what?
That's
I gave
what I'm going
to
pray
last
for.
Episode, I had to
Spencer
turn it
and Steven to do gay things together.
But I love that. Like, could I just pray to God that nowhere in Mulberry on satellite radio we get paid $100,000 a year doing the show or something? That'd be all right.
A piece.
In a month's time, according to Spencer, we'll have it.
No, that's
Miley
where
Cyrus?
I want to be in 2 weeks.
What on a double date? Steven, no, you gotta concentrate on the show.
Oh, I'm wasting my wishes. Yeah. How many do I get?
In 2 weeks, I want to be firmly planted in Hannah's Montana.
Next up, the mutant guy.
No.
Maybe not.
So what you're saying is God rewards selfishness. That's awesome. Just grants your wish.
Apparently.
So his prayer to God was to have a double date with Miley Cyrus. I think
if you're so powerful.
Well, what's genius
like
about
he's
this
testing
guy?
God.
What I think is genius about this guy is that he's full of shit. You know, he's making it all up, and I think he even humors his dit's wife.
He's I think people they play right into his game,
right?
Of him being kind of like the evil genius.
I think he should get his own show after this.
Doesn't he have his own show already?
I don't know. Oh, The Hills. I don't know. But, hey, guys, Conan started The Tonight Show this week. I thought it was awesome. I've been watching every night. It's been forever since I've watched The Tonight Show, seriously, because, it's got Jay Leno.
I put a Jay Leno Doritos commercial in the break this week.
Nice.
And he totally does that voice.
The most that I ever see of The Tonight Show is when we have clips on the show. Conan, I think, is great because Andy Richter's on there, too.
I love
Andy back.
That is so awesome.
Like, that first night where they're talking about Choco Taco, I was cracking up.
I know. I love that. Well, the early days of Conan, I don't know if it was the first year or second year, they would do the most hilarious skits. And, you know, they would do the inappropriate. And they would drive around the desk around New York and stuff. I love all
that
stuff.
They played off of each other so well. And then
Andy just wanted to start acting.
I understand.
Yeah, he wanted to go to L.A. And now that Conan's in L.A., they can start doing that stuff again. It's been so long since a late night show has had that same dynamic of Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon.
Right.
You know, and that's I miss that. I remember being a little kid and hearing it. You know, and it was so cool to stay up late at night and watch Johnny and Ed McMahon kind of play off one another and all that. And now we have that again. That the other shows have tried it. And it hasn't worked, but Conan and Andy always worked well together. And to have that back, I'm just excited about it.
Andy's behind a podium right now. Why can't he just sit there
on
the couch?
Put him back on the couch, yeah.
Put him on the couch.
Well, he's behind a podium whenever he's at the very beginning because he's the announcer. But he should move to the couch after.
You know, I'm totally betting he will eventually. This clip I have, they brought back the year 2000. Remember that?
Nice.
All of this is great.
I always hated that.
I loved it.
I hated that. In the end, that got under my skin.
Especially La Bamba, you know, his face when he does it.
Well, what's funny is they even bring in a Spencer joke. Spencer Pratt, I believe, is his name from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. So I had to
include haven't
it.
Heard the joke. His middle name is The to enough times already.
Spencer The Pratt?
Yeah.
Luckily that isn't this joke.
I need the rim shot on that one.
We haven't done this in a while. But I think it's time we look into the future.
The future, Conan? That's right, Andy Richter, old chum. Let's look to the future.
all the way to the year 2000.
Wait. You're not still calling it the year 2000, are you?
Yeah, that's what we always called it all those years on late night.
Yeah, but it's 2009. I mean, you never changed the name after I left. I thought I was lazy.
Okay, fine. We won't say the year 2000.
It's good. And I mean, you're not still wearing those same ratty old smocks, are you?
He started to put it on.
No, okay, fine. No more year 2000. No more lame smocks. Instead, Andy, I think it's time we look into the future.
The real future, Conan?
The distant future, Andy, old pal. All the way to the year 3000.
In the year 3000. In the year 3000.
Spencer Pratt will be declared the winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. After it's renamed, I'm a Douchebag, Leave Me Here.
So anyway, you get the gist there, but I was just happy that Conan and Andy were back. You know, we'll talk more about Conan later, but John and Kate plus 8 has been back, and you know, everyone's all like, oh, John cheated on Kate, and Kate and me have had an affair, and they're exploiting their kids, blah, blah, blah. I don't give a shit about any of that, because this clip, Kate has lost her mind like someone with Tourette syndrome. She's talking about the kids eating too much cake. And she's making these weird ass sounds, and she can't stop doing it. And I was like, this is genius. I love this. I don't even care if they're cheating on each other and they're exploiting their kids, because this is awesome. Let's check it out.
Daddy, we can't eat that.
No, no. I finally got to the point where they were like adding more and more, and just the icing was stacking higher. And the kids were the fondant and eating and chewing and snorfling, licking their fingers. And I was
snorfling?
Like, oh my gosh, you are kidding me. At some point, I was like, no more. I mean, they were just, oh, it was just a mess.
What the hell was that?
Let your kids have fun. Let them eat cake.
What the hell is that? She's lost her mind. All right, guys, let's take a break, Bill. And when we come back, right, we'll talk about Cake Boss. That's right, Cake Boss.
I'm making cakes here.
Trust me, people. We're going to talk about this. You'll love it. All right, be right back, everybody.
Yo, I'm leaving, so where do I press the button to quit?
These men are working up a rondo thirst. When they get done, they're not going to want a soda they have to sip. They're going to want a rondo. Rondo's lightly carbonated, so you can slam it down fast. Rondo has a clean, citrus taste that's never sticky. Rondo.
See this ugly yellow stain? That's what comes from cigar or cigarette smoke. Just think what smoking a pack a day, every day, could do to your teeth. But look, here's Topol, the smoker's tooth polish that helps remove all kinds of superficial tobacco stains. Topol starts to work immediately to clean your teeth and to help remove these stains. Just use Topol week after week and watch your teeth get brighter and brighter. Topol, the smoker's tooth polish, regular or with fluoride.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world premiere of a great new soft drink, the world premiere of Diet Coke.
Introducing Diet Coke. You're gonna drink it just for the taste of it. Introducing Diet Coke. This is the one from Coca-Cola. Recall the taste with just one calorie.
Just for the taste of it.
Diet Coke.
Hundreds of people will be here, eating a huge six-course meal. Some will get heartburn.
There's nothing packed for heartburn.
He doesn't know the Pepto-Bismol his wife packed for upset stomach and diarrhea is great for heartburn.
Take the Pepto.
Pepto-Bismol. As it coats, it relieves heartburn and most common stomach discomforts. The one that coats is the only one you need.
My heartburn's gone.
Bon voyage.
I've got this delicious dilemma. I've always loved my Doritos tortilla chips. I just love the... But now there's another Doritos I love too. Extra crispy Doritos. That same great Doritos taste, but different. So what makes extra crispy so extra crispy? Well, they start out thinner and then they're toasted to a crisp. So what's my delicious dilemma? Well, should I crunch or should I crisp?
Extra crispy Doritos tortilla chips. They're crisp.
First, there was the burger. Then came the cheeseburger. Then the double cheeseburger. And now Burger King introduces the Bacon Double Cheeseburger. Two flame-broiled burgers, tempting American cheese, topped with lean, sizzling, crispy bacon.
Aren't you hungry for Burger King now?
Aren't you hungry for the new Bacon Double Cheeseburger now?
This house isn't haunted, is it?
Do something, Fruit Pie the Magician.
Yeah, my what?
No!
No drag, so are the hostess fruit pies and Twinkie's cakes.
I want to go home.
That's easy. Yahoo!
Twinkie the kid. Save!
Now for hostess fruit pies, apple and cherry.
And Twinkie.
Cream filling.
Real fruit filling.
You get a big delight in every bite of hostess fruit pies and Twinkie's cakes.
Hi, this is Jay. Today we're going to talk about new... Salsaria Doritos tortilla chips. Now, I know what you're thinking. I don't want to try anything new. Hey, is that the spirit this country was founded on? What if Lewis and Clark had said, oh, I don't want to see what's on the other side of the Rockies? Oh, sure, you're saying there's nothing new about onions, peppers, tomatoes? But it took an American to put it on a tortilla chip and give it a name like Salsaria. So do your patriotic duty. Try new Salsaria Doritos and crunch all you want. We'll make more.
Riding to the castle makes me hot.
Yeah, now the evil knight.
Oh, stay away!
Oh, yeah? Hey, Kool-Aid!
Oh, yeah, here comes Kool-Aid. Here comes Kool-Aid. I'm gonna save the day. Here comes Kool-Aid. Here comes Kool-Aid. I'm gonna chase your thirst away.
Tastes great.
Your friend's cool.
Kool-Aid brand soft drink mix.
Oh, yeah!
There's a sensation in playing the reactor video game that people really get into.
Good luck.
Suddenly you're bombarded by atomic particles. You bounce them against the reactor's control wall.
Fry, you neutrinos!
And as the reactor core expands, whoa, you face heavier particles.
Back, positron!
And new dangers, culminating in the dreaded vortex.
Your turn. Me?
Reactor! Reactor from Parker Brothers, the ones to beat.
This commercial is based on a true story.
Hello? Tracy. No, we don't need a babysitter tonight. Thanks anyway.
After a family bought an Atari video game, they had no trouble getting babysitters.
Oh, boy, Dad.
Hello? Kate. No, we don't need a babysitter tonight. Bye.
Everybody enjoys Atari because Atari has so many different games to enjoy.
Hello, Karen. No, we don't need a babysitter tonight.
No other company offers you as many different video game cartridges as Atari.
Let's get him to leave so we can play.
Bunny, want to ride my new bike?
No, thanks.
Telephone, Bunny.
Take a message, please.
No one can say no to Quick. Say, Bunny, want some Quick?
Great, I'll get it. I've got it. Oh, Quick is so rich.
And thick.
And milk chocolatey. That was good. Oh, since you're not playing,
Nestle Quick Chocolate Flavor. No one can say no to Quick.
This week at McDonald's, get a great Muppet Caper Glass featuring the whole Muppet Gang. You'll get a bang out of it. It's got all the explosive energy and Muppet madness of a scene from the new Great Muppet Caper Movie. Yes, this dynamite glass is yours at a special price when you buy any medium-sized soft drink this week only at McDonald's. So come on in and get this week's glass. It's a blast.
Hi, I'm Al.
Hi, I'm Tootie.
You know, that's one of my favorite flavors on Melmac.
Melmac, is that anywhere near Cleveland?
No, that's in outer space.
No, that's in Ohio.
I can see you're a little spacey too, huh?
Look out, Laser Tag Academy is heating up our Saturday mornings. You'll flip over Laser Tag Academy. It's a real blast.
It's a new summertime program, Bill. We start late and we take the break at odd times. Summertime Mulberry.
Good news, guys. We're having Sanjaya for dinner. I'm going to cook him alive.
Yum. I love that gamey Sanjaya.
Yes, that special gamey taste.
Yikes.
Hot dogs and Cheetos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's nugget night. I'll see you later.
All right, Cake Boss. It's also on the Tender Love and Care channel. Or is that what it's called, Bill? TLC?
The Learning Channel.
The Learning Channel. Okay. Sorry.
Because you learn a lot about Guido's making cakes and bitchy moms treating everyone like shit.
What is this guy's name? Bobby Vivano or something like that. Mi Familia.
I'm the Cake Boss.
Okay, it's like a cake shop that's been around since the
dawn of time.
20s or something. And he's got all of his family working there. Like, I don't know, was he got like 10 sisters or something?
Wow.
He has like 3 or 4.
He's got nephews, cousins, they're all working there. He's the Cake Boss, eh? But he doesn't seem like a boss because
nobody listens to him.
People are always yelling shit at him. Now, most of the show is really dull. It's about him making cakes for events. Like, last week, he made a fireman cake.
Yeah. All these cakes look like they could have came out of your local supermarket.
Yeah, they don't
There's
look like...
There's absolutely nothing special about them.
I'd almost say they're a little tacky. He made this...
Oh, they're very tacky.
He made this fireman cake, Bill, for a bunch of retired firefighters or something, and it was a fire engine with a fire in a house, and there's a lady going, there's a smoke machine in it. It was real gimmicky, and they had like a fireman with a hose. It's like maybe for like preschoolers that would be cool. Make like a fire helmet or something classy looking.
Credo brought up a good point in the chat room. Shocker, Credo, good points. Wow. All these people use fondant, which is the worst tasting icing ever.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
It's easy. I had one cake with fondant once, and I spit it out. It ruins the cake. It's like sugar dough. It's terrible.
Right, and the only reason it exists is so you can make fancy shit with it, right?
Yeah, really.
And they won't fall over?
It's just so... It's terrible.
So this week, he's got to make, like, this Easter cake, like a Easter bunny. And the Easter bunny doesn't even have a smile on his face. He has, like, this blank stare.
Yeah.
Looking forward.
It's the zombie bunny.
It's the stupidest looking cake I've ever seen. He puts it in a freezer. When he pulls it out, it's, like, back of its skull is melted off. But here's the best thing. He's talking about Easter time. That's the most busiest time here on the Cake Boss Show. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, you know, hey, everybody, gather around. I got a meeting for you. I got a meeting. And his sister is like, no, hold on here. And she, like, interrupts with this stupid cupcake shit. But I thought it was awesome. Let's check it out. Totally genius.
This is where you make your money. You know, when it's the slow times in January, these are weeks that add up for it. So if you don't make your money this week, you don't make it. And everything just has to go a certain way or we're in big trouble.
Is everybody around?
He's the cake philosopher.
Right. Easter week. Big, big, big week. It's go time. We got to do what we got to do to make this happen, okay?
And buddy,
you ordered the jelly beans?
Cupcakes. This is too much.
It's heavy.
It's heavy, and it falls off.
Mauro, Frankie.
But they are top heavy.
It's too much. It's too heavy. Look at them.
I get it.
This poor cupcake don't stand a chance. It's too heavy. It
poor
looks
cupcake.
Terrible.
Poor little
it
cupcake.
It doesn't taste good. It doesn't look good, and it's the sloppiest thing I've ever seen.
They're not finished.
Okay.
This is
not for nothing, but it's not
and
finished.
My favorite, and you can't enjoy it.
Listen.
I'm gonna go take out the cupcakes. Take the cupcakes.
You have
about
a problem,
this
you tell
close
me.
From getting a well, back okay. to your head.
I will talk to them and I will settle this, but you gotta tell me. Well, you gotta be nice. You don't have to be a bitch.
But it's every time.
You
it's
still tell
Listen,
me.
Don't yell at me, okay?
Mary.
It's every
Mary.
Week and I did go and
Mary,
I did tell
go
them.
Go downstairs,
okay?
Mary.
No, I did tell
Mary,
them.
Go
and
downstairs,
I'm the one
Mary.
To sell them and they suck.
Go
okay?
downstairs.
I'm saying how busy you are.
Go downstairs, Mary. Go downstairs, Mary.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine being in that shop waiting to order some cupcakes? Like, you know, I'm out of here.
You know, that's a reason why not to work for your family.
Go yeah. downstairs, Mary.
Babyface Bambino.
I don't
Bambino.
Know how he hasn't killed
these?
These people yet.
Yikes. And he's got another sister complaining later. Yeah, she's like, these rolls, they're burnt, and what are we going to do? And they all talk like that. They all
sound like Edith Bunker.
Yeah, they all sound like Edith. They're in Jersey.
I want them to start singing, those were the days.
But they have this side story. It's so stupid. His sister's like, I'm going to make Easter dinner. And they're like, oh, you're going to make dinner? She can't cook. And there's a whole side thing with her trying to make Easter dinner. It's like, what is this show about? Why do they have this show?
And it's worthless. It's more worthless than Ace of Cakes, and that's hard. Really hard.
I was hoping this would be my cake fix show, because I can't watch Ace of Cakes.
Yeah, because, you know, who doesn't want to watch shows about freaking cakes?
Mary.
Yeah, it's like, we're like rock stars. We're Ace of Cakes, but this is like, we're gangsters, and we make cakes.
We're gangsters of cakes.
And even next week, they have the...
Oh,
they show this guy, he walks in, he's like, is that who I think it is? And he's like, I'm going to need a cake in 2 days. He's like, I can't refuse this guy. And he's like, they show him driving up, and they show all these guys hanging out in front of like a poultry store or something. I don't know.
Oh, no.
And you see the guy that got cigars, and he's like, I was afraid to step foot in there. They're going to kill me or something. He's got the
St. Valentine's Day massacre.
He's going to deliver a cake.
For some reason, they wanted me to bring the cake in the trunk.
Yeah, so they're like, oh, he's going to deliver a cake to the Sopranos next week.
It's a dead body cake.
Yeah. And I love his sister. She's so dramatic about the cupcakes.
This poor cupcake don't stand a chance.
Yeah, don't stand a chance.
Oh, no, those poor cupcakes. They're never going to get adopted.
It's go time.
Yeah.
I love that. He uses every cliche possible. It's like that scene in Bull Durham where Kevin Costner teaches the Tim Robbins how to talk to the press. It's like every possible cliche you can imagine.
And he's talking
it's
to his family.
Time. We got to do this.
There's a great part where there's some big guy. I don't know. His name is Vito or something. He's like, why are you going so slow, Vito? Come here. Give me that. And he's like spreading the icing on real fast. What are you going so slow for? And he's like, I don't know.
That the guy with the glasses?
He's the bald guy. Oh, the guy with the glasses they made put on a bunny ears or something.
The guy with the glasses always has this look on his face like he's going to kick someone's ass.
Yeah, he's the guy who's going to betray the cake boss, I think, eventually.
Yeah.
You could just tell.
Oh, no. I hope he doesn't take
my heart.
The boat, shoot him in the back of the head.
He's like, hey, let's go fishing. We got the day off tomorrow. You really mean it, cake boss? He's like, hey, yeah. Bobby Vivano or whatever.
You know how much I love my boats. You made me a boat, Kate.
Oh, did you see this episode? I don't even know if you saw it, Bill, but he's like got to make, we got three birthdays in the family. We got my nephew, we got my niece, and we got my mama. My mama loves flowers. I'm going to make a flower cake.
Mama Leone.
My niece, she likes zebras. I'm going to make a zebra cake. And my nephew, he likes the Xbox, so I'm going to make an Xbox cake. And so he makes a black Xbox cake, and it says, like, Bobby's Box or something, and it's got a controller that you can eat.
Bobby's Xbox!
And it's all done in that fondant stuff, like you said.
Yeah, and it tastes like shit.
Like it's
clay. Why they put the layer of buttercream over the cake before they put the fondant on. It's not because that helps it stick. It's because everybody peels the fondant off because it tastes like shit.
Yeah, whenever you see them eating it, it doesn't have icing on it. Have you noticed that? They'll have a plate of cake, and there's no icing on top. They peeled
the
shit off.
Well, a lot of times whenever you order a special cake like that, they don't even eat that cake. They bring sheet cakes.
So why even bother?
Iced with buttercream.
Why even bother is what I want to know.
Because people want to waste money on ridiculous things.
Yeah.
Just give me something I can eat that tastes good and write a little friggin'...
Yeah, I don't care if
happy
it's
birthday.
Duncan Hines.
Yeah, I love those. Like, there's nothing better than the chocolate yellow cakes.
Mm-hmm.
The yellow cake with chocolate icing. That, there, give me that.
The Duncan Hines yellow butter recipe cake with chocolate icing on it. Oh,
I'd wolf that stuff down.
Oh, Maron.
Yeah, just like Kate. Now, okay, let's talk about another new show. Cake Box.
Oh, Maron, it's a cake box.
Hey, let's make a cake for the cake boss. He likes cakes. Let's make a cake. That looks like a cake.
It tastes like a cake.
I want one of them confetti cakes with the little colored dots in them.
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm talking about no more.
I want you to put strawberry icing, you son of a bitch.
You that guy at the Kroger's down the street making cakes? I want him dead.
He ain't got nothing on this
He just made his last Elmo cake.
I want you to break his fingers so he doesn't ice no more cakes.
You know icing no more.
You think he can put a picture on a cake? No one put a picture on a cake like me.
Sorry for all of our Italian listeners, by the way. Okay, another new show, Bill, not just Cake Boss, which I hope everyone watches, is...
Which is the best show ever now. It lets us do really horrible, stereotypical accents.
Jesse James is a dead man on Spike. The Spike Network. Jesse James. I think he's Italian, too.
I think his last name is James Latino. Yeah.
Basically, what the show is
Shut up in your face. Jesse What's the matter, you?
What does Jesse James have a death wish, basically, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He, every week, he wants to try something that's on his bucket list. The first week, he wants to ride a nitro bike. Do you know what that is, Steven? It's a nitro-powered motorcycle that goes super fast, yeah, like a dragster. Mm-hmm. And if you
That's
make...
actually what Steven rides, isn't it?
Yeah, from my house. What does that sound? But here's the thing. It goes so fast, there's such G-forces, it could kill you instantly when you're riding it. So you got to be careful, right? It could also blow up when you start it, and you could catch on fire and stuff like that. So each week he's going to...
So you wear a fire suit.
Right.
You wear a suit of armor to protect you from the explosion.
Right, but it takes more than that.
You have a jousting pole.
Because every week he's going to try something more dangerous. But this week he rides in a jet to see if he can handle the G-forces. Like the pilot's like, I'm going to try to knock you unconscious. He's going, and you see him, he's just going, oh, and he's like, I don't ever want to do this again. But he never loses consciousness.
He never passed out. They show the effects of the different G's, and they use a video of a Air Force guy that obviously failed the test miserably, because at each G, like, his eyes are bugging out of his head, or he's passing out and drooling. It's absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
You feel terrible for the guy.
Yeah, it's like, that guy didn't pass the test, did he? And another thing is, Jesse has to be set on fire so he knows how to handle being engulfed in flames and not panicking.
That was about as believable as 24.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what's funny about this show is the narrator. The guy loves his job who's narrating Jesse James as a dead man. He reminds me of have you ever seen those highway chase shows? It's like, you're not going to believe what you see. This guy will not pull over or some show like that.
It's that ex-cop guy that always appears at the beginning of the end in a cop car with
right.
the gray hair.
And that
was in Bad Santa for like a split second where he says, you are so in deep shit.
He's ruining the show. The show is just Jesse James being stupid, basically, and risking his life. But actually, he's not being stupid. He's being very careful, right?
Yeah.
But this guy does not need to. It's kind of like what we said where.
You wouldn't believe the danger Jesse James is in.
Yeah. We see everything that's happening. We don't need this jackass to tell us also. Let's go ahead and check this out.
He narrates every single thing. And it's like we said while we were watching it. It's like they should change it from Jesse James has a death wish to the announcer guy tells you about Jesse James' death wish.
Yeah, he's like the announcer guy show with Jesse James. Because he's like, this is my show and Jesse James is on it. So let's check this out.
Well, we're trying to simulate a nitro explosion. We're just blowing up. That's what we're doing. Having fun.
It may be fun to watch from a safe distance, but if this happens on his nitro ride, the 2,000-degree flames will give Jesse fourth-degree burns, melting his flesh to the bone.
Whoa.
Hopefully I don't look like that.
So dramatic.
On race day.
But the only way for Jesse to learn how to survive a nitro explosion is to be literally set on fire.
Oh, bullshit.
We're going to light him up
Couldn't
on fire.
Could he just imagine it?
What it feels
yeah,
like
exactly.
To be on fire. Because, when you're in a race situation.
I'm
like that,
on fire!
I'm not really afraid of fire. You know, I don't want to get burned alive, but...
But nitro methane could burn Jesse alive. So to monitor how Jesse's body reacts while he's on fire... sports physiologist
panic,
David Sandler is on hand with a high-tech pill that'll
raise
Jesse's body's core temperature.
Is that like Fantastic Voyage?
It is, kind of.
There's like a little guy
there's
and
a
his
little
family on there.
Yep.
Whoa, the
there's
liver!
There's a little tiny circuitry system that
yeah, Jesse sounds like he's taking this seriously, doesn't he?
Measures your core temperature. When the core gets up above 102 degrees, you start experiencing problems.
The announcer
this
guy scared.
Put a person
him.
Into
you gotta do
shock,
this shit to ride a motorcycle?
Severe,
seriously?
Judgment problems. It's a really bad situation to be in.
Jesse moves to the staging area.
Okay,
ready
couldn't you
burn.
Just show us that?
Going to be at about 2,000 degrees.
Ready to burn.
Any trouble, Jesse, hit the deck.
How many seconds?
We're going to try to get...
the best part here is when the guy tells him he's on fire, just in case he doesn't know.
Ready? In case you didn't know,
okay, up.
You're on fire.
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, you're on fire.
David takes Jesse's readings, and they're impressive.
And they
are went up about a degree and a half.
That's cool.
You know, that was edited for time, but when he's on fire, it's like 10 minutes in slow-mo. He's like, oh.
Yeah, they have to use the high-speed camera to show the flames.
And he's
trailing
flailing like you do in a movie, like a stunt.
He's stumbling around like
he looks like John Carpenter's The Thing when they set on fire.
Forever movie forwards.
Yeah. But, so eventually he rides a nitro bike, and that's cool and all, but...
Yeah, and it doesn't explode.
He breaks one of them.
Yeah, he breaks a nitro bike. This guy's, like, $100,000 motorcycle. It might even be more than that. I'm just kind of throwing it out there. But that's...
And then they start going, it was like a hand grenade under his chest.
Literally.
He could have died.
Yeah, do you like... There's a part where he's riding, and he's drifting to the right, and they have this cutaway of a guy... I don't even know if the guy was there. He's like an actor they hired for after the shoot was done. And he's like, he's going to get into the wall.
Yeah, they needed a pickup shot of a reaction.
And do they, whenever they talk about him riding the bike that he could blow up, they have to always have. It's like, okay, we get it.
We understand explosion.
But I understand the audience for this show isn't really me. It's for someone who kicks back. Colt 45s, watches the NASCAR and stuff, right?
Yeah, about the Colt
quit
45s,
high school at ninth grade.
Bud Light or Coors Light, yeah.
I'm more of the cake boss
I think they enjoy a little natty light. Got a higher alcohol content. Tastes like horse piss.
Whatever melting his flesh.
Whatever was
bus.
On sale that week is what they're drinking.
Yeah. No, I got to say, the reason I watched this is because I thought Jesse James was entertaining on Celebrity Apprentice, so I wanted to check it out, and he's just having a good time, but it's a really silly premise for a show, and...
It'll last a season and be gone.
Since it's summertime, we have nothing else to talk about. I'll stay on top of it. Maybe we'll have some more announcer guy.
See if he explodes or dies or anything?
Well, I just want to get as much ridiculous exaggeration as I can from the announcer.
Melting his flesh to the bone.
Exactly.
As he's dragged to hell.
Literally. Set on fire.
Literally.
All right.
Next week, we rebuild a house.
Yeah, it's like, what?
And then set it on fire.
Yeah. If you catch on fire, you could literally burn alive.
He may die.
Yeah. It's the guy from the Truckosaurus commercials. You know, Sunday. All right, guys, Bachelor. Remember last week that guy got all pissed off because the guy faked the shot? He's like, oh, man code,
right.
Bro.
Man code!
You totally like, nuh-uh, dude.
I'm so going to kick his ass.
Yeah, what was he like?
Guys like that should get beat up.
Yeah, exactly. Guys like
tie
that.
Tie you to a tree.
Yeah.
There's no reason we shouldn't tie him to a tree and beat the out of him tonight.
So this week, the dude, I had to stay on top of this because I want to see what happened. He confronts the guy. Let's check this out. And I'm pretty sure this guy's a friggin' idiot.
You know how I feel about you. I told you straight to your face. I just disagree with some of the things you have done. You faked a shot with us to the point where you faked choking on it. I saw you do it. I'm looking at you as a man right now, and I'm telling you that, to me, is disrespect.
I'm here for the same reason that I hope all of you guys are here. I'm 35 years old. I've yet to find someone that I want to spend the rest of my life with.
So now, you want to find somebody for the rest of your life?
I want to find someone for the rest of my life.
So you think that saying the things that you said to her, where I feel like you're totally being fake when you say you want to live
that
in
Jim,
day.
How do you know what my conversation
was? It was cheesy, bro. You're 35 years old, man.
I just have
stop to... being a cheese ass and be yourself.
A no, cheese ass?
You know, I have nothing else to say.
I hate him.
You know how I feel
ass.
About you. I'm out. I'm done.
He better not come back. Yeah, that's right. Or we'll tie you to a tree, kick you in the ass while we jerk you off. Show you what we really do to perverts around here.
But I love he won't let the guy say a word. He just keeps interrupting. And the guy's like looking at him like, what is your damage, dude?
Yeah, does he even realize how much of an asshole he is? Or is it just...
And you know what I realized that last week, Bill, when he said the guy faked the shot? They never showed the guy faked the shot. They just had the guy tell everyone about it.
Yeah.
And it's a reality show. The producers would have shown us him fake the shot, wouldn't they, if he did it? I'm
I would
thinking,
have to assume they would because that's a big deal, faking shots. That's breaking man code.
You're right.
And it's, TV code,
it's
too, on top of that.
TV code.
The TV yeah. man code.
There's FCC
it's
regulations.
It's different from man code.
Well, FCC states that if you're going to take a shot, you do it. You don't fake it
yeah,
for the audience.
Yeah, FCC's very, very strict on man code.
You get your ass kicked for that.
Guys like that should get beat up.
So I'm thinking maybe the guy's just insane and he made the whole thing up. I don't know. Anybody who watches Bachelorette,
right.
You got to fill us in on that. We're really just curious about that.
This is important news.
Now, we only have one more show to talk about, and that's Burn Notice. That came back last night. But I wanted to mention real quick, Bill, I watched a sneak preview of Nurse Jackie on Showtime. It came on.
Yeah, I watched it too. I really liked it.
I like it a lot. It's a cool show. That's what I love about cable shows like HBO or Showtime or whatever. Well-scripted shows with rich characters. And Jackie, played by Carmela Soprano. What's the real actress's name?
Edie Falco.
Edie Falco, yeah. She's not doing her cake boss voice. She's doing a regular
thank
voice.
Thank God.
Tony, I'm not having an affair with Theriot. So luckily she's not talking like that, Bill, like one of the sisters on Cake Boss.
Thank God.
But I thought the show was really cool.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I thought – I even liked the character of the doctor that gets nervous and then has to touch women's breasts.
Right. I have that clip here. It's Peter Facinelli, I think.
Yeah, that's – what's her name's husband? Kelly from 90210.
Right. I think they used to be married.
I'm no, they're sure. still married.
Are they still hooked up? And he's,
oh, yeah.
He's the,
yeah, they're hooked up, yo.
You'll remember he's the jock from Can't Hardly Wait.
Yes.
Remember that guy? He's always good. He's like a total Tom Cruise. He's like Tom Cruise is all of his mannerisms is what I think.
Without the Scientology.
Without the Scientology. The best part of Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise without the Scientology. Am I right?
Correct.
It's just like, you know, I played some Beck in the intro. I was like, I love Scientology for giving us Beck, right?
I know. Who would have... We wouldn't have had the devil's haircut then.
There is no such thing as a chemical imbalance.
Yikes.
But just anyway, pure insanity.
The worst part about this clip of Nurse Jackie is they wanted anyone to be able to watch it without the F-bombs, so they do a really bad job of bleeping out the bad words. They just drop them where there's no sound, and it just sounds crazy.
Jackie!
Yeah, and it's... Jackie! So let's check this out.
Jackie!
Chocolate milk.
Dr. Cooper?
Coop! Call me Coop.
I love how you're just a douche.
There's Jackie.
So what's up?
That's the title of my show.
What you can do for me is this. You can stay out of my way. That's what you can do for me.
Oh, I think they dropped one.
You need to use the sink?
No. What I need is for you to know that I know you. I have seen hundreds of you blow through these doors. You've graduated, what, top 10, top 5% of your class, right? Test scores through the roof, but a total fucking retard when it comes
Whoa.
To actual patients. I know you.
Isn't that...
I just had to sit there and look that kid's mother in the eye and tell her that we did everything we could, you dumb... That was my patient.
Oh, that's terrible. I hate how they drop it out like that.
They need to hire me to fix this.
Order a goddamn scan, because if you don't do it, I'll just go to the next doctor and the next doctor after that. In the meantime, that kid died, and it is all on you. Ooh.
And he grabs her breast.
Is this happening? Not happening? I can't even tell.
Oh, oh crap. I'm so sorry. Oh God. No, when I get nervous, I act out with an inappropriate sexual touch. It's like Tourette's. It's
it's over. Okay, it happened and now it's over, so there's that.
Yeah, no. I'm practically uninsurable. Seriously, Jackie? It's completely involuntary. I mean, I am not attracted to you at all.
Wow, Coop. Charming as ever.
So that was the show. Hey, pretty good. But
I'm looking forward to having a regular show to watch this summer.
Burn Notice, great show. What I love about this is the cast, this circle of friends. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Michael Weston. He's,
what the hell is that guy's name?
Sam Axe, Bruce Campbell's character, and Fiona.
Yeah, he's great.
They all got each other's back. But there's this scene here where they always have Michael where he's preparing something, some kind of gear for his operation. And here he's showing you how to hide a knife in a briefcase. And I thought it was pretty cool. Let's check this out.
Nice leather briefcase. Shame to ruin it. Guess it's for a good cause.
In close spaces, a knife's often more effective than a gun. Easier to handle, easier to hide, and in the right hands, scary.
Steven, I got a knife!
I could stab you and you would never even know.
When you asked to borrow your father's old briefcase, you didn't mention you were planning on stabbing someone.
This is more of a just in case.
In case what?
I'm going to get a beer, a fresh one, from the garage.
You know what bothers me about his mom, Sharon Gless? She's always got a lit cigarette in every scene.
Yeah.
Someone could be, like, dying there, and she'll have a cigarette. Like, I'm dying of emphysema. And she's like, oh, that's unfortunate. And she's always...
You know what's really weird about her character? I just watched the entire run of the show recently, and the first episode, the pilot, she's a hypochondriac. She always thinks she's sick with something. But then episode two, that whole subplot is completely dropped.
Yeah, they dropped.
Now she's just a habitual smoker.
Do you think they were like, guys, this will get old really fast?
Yeah, I think so. It was just really weird how in the pilot that's there and then the second episode, there's no mention of it.
What I love about Michael Weston's character is, you know, he's a badass, but he's doing penance for everything that he did before, right? He doesn't want to be a bad guy. He just wants to help people. And
he just wants to live his life, you know, he's had that entire past of, you know, being the spy. And now, you know, I think the whole being burned thing brought his focus back to reality and how he helps somebody each week and everything. I just love that whole the way they're working his character.
And, you know, you find out in this episode that he really wants his old job back. He wants to go back to work, which is kind of surprising in a way. But I guess it's all he can do, isn't it?
Yeah.
He needs to, his character, much like the A-Team, help people in need. And if you can find them. Right?
Well, I think that they're just setting up this year's...
where he's trying to, get his job back.
This is going to be the tension this year.
Last season,
the end of it, he'll realize that he's better off doing what he's already doing.
Finding out who burned him, and now he knows kind of who burned him. And I like that they basically said that we've been protecting you from your enemies all this time because we needed you to do work for us. But now they're saying, we're not protecting you anymore. So all of his enemies, like, he pops back up on the grid. So now his enemies see where he is now. So that'll make for some good stories.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm excited to see who his enemies are.
Who?
That guy.
Harry Carey.
I knew it was that guy.
Jack from the moon if it was made of ribs.
The one thing is, I hope that Michael... Did you see this episode where he jumped in the water and the guy threw the barrel and shot the barrel and it caught on fire? Did you see that? That shit was awesome.
Literally.
Yeah, too bad that doesn't actually happen.
He could really be hurt, Bill.
Melting his flesh to the bone.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, announcer guy. You've crystallized my thoughts perfectly.
Jason, we'll talk about...
Now let's do the news, Bill. What do you say?
Let's do the news!
Thank you.
I thought I was lazy.
All right, Bill, what do we have in the news this week? I'm very excited.
Yes, if you live in Ashland, Oregon, you might want to have a blindfold for your children at all times, because there's a man in his 70s that's been roaming around town in the nude.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, little was known about the visitor who arrived from the Bay Area about 3 weeks ago with a lack of any clothing. He's disturbed some residents and caused at least one girl to cry.
Aww.
But officials say he's not doing anything wrong, at least in a legal sense. Huh. Oregon does not have any laws restricting nudity, but Ashland requires people to cover their genitals when downtown. So when you're not downtown, you can let it free, but when you're downtown, you have to cover.
Is it like 1 foot over the line, or just as soon as...
I think the moment you're out of the vicinity of the town, you can just drop them.
Nice.
Just hang loose. To the best of our knowledge, he's never violated any public indecency laws, says the town police chief.
Oh, my God!
And this is the same guy. I think I did a story about it, like, last week. Late last week, he appeared at an intersection near an elementary school just as students were walking home. Crossing guard Pamela Osa asked a friend to call the police. A young girl just about to cross the street burst into tears because she's very scared of penis.
That is pretty scary, though.
Yeah, I don't want to see 70-year-old cock and balls. That's got to be frightening.
Me, I'd probably cry, too.
I will. I'll never forget this now. It's burned into my brain.
Apparently, they have another lady called the Naked Lady. This woman named Jennifer Moss, who goes around downtown wearing only a hemp G-string. And less than that elsewhere in the city.
Oh, my God.
She wanted to enter the 4th of July parade and independent of all clothing but the G-string, but the Chamber of Commerce thwarted that plan.
Hot dogs and Cheetos.
Yeah. Shirts walks around without a shirt, so maybe he moved to Ashland.
So... the Chamber of Commerce had to get together to vote on this.
This is important. This is a naked woman with a hemp G-string.
Yikes.
There's a story out of USA Today saying that Tourette's is most common in white boys.
Really?
Yes, I had no idea. This is important news. Tourette syndrome occurs in 3 out of every 1,000 white boys.
I'll see you later.
And it's shocking. I can't believe it.
Yo,
it's, as you know, Tourette's is known for its physical tics and, in some cases, shouting obscenities.
Right, like usually douchebag or something like that.
Turkey tits, stuff like that.
Turkey tits.
So at least you're if they're creative about it, right?
Yeah, I never quite understood Tourette's. Like it. it's in your, or these thoughts are in your head and they come out.
No, I think it's just involuntary. It just comes out, and you're like, oh, am I really saying that? Like, douchebag.
Just say, like, horrible racist things, but you don't consider yourself racist.
I love it. In Deuce Bigelow, she's like, hey, ball hair. She just says it out loud.
Ball hair.
Oh, genius.
I would love to know more about autism, about Tourette's.
It's like, well, that's interesting, Bill. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
It fascinates me. I want to know more about why people just shout shit for no reason.
That's a huge bitch.
Yeah, that's another one. All right, in Branch, Arkansas, a neighbor who lives along South Hopkins Road called 911 Friday night when a man fell from a power pole near her home.
Yikes.
Say Roy Archerberg may have been trying to steal electricity from the power pole to run his by home.
What a dumbass. Are you serious?
Archerberg placed a metal ladder on the pole and tried to siphon the electricity with jumper cables.
Sweet. Oh, dude.
Archer Burke was electrocuted and fell to the ground. He broke his back, neck, and pelvis, and his organs were hardened from the electricity, leaving him in critical condition. While deputies were investigating the theft of the electricity, they found a meth lab in his home. He was trying to siphon the electricity to run his meth lab.
Wow, that guy's not...
genius.
Yeah. Genius in its simplicity. I'll take these jumper cables. I'm going to steal some electricity.
I bet if I hook it from this wire to that wire...
How would you do that successfully?
Jumper cables on a metal ladder won't conduct electricity at all.
I love that his insides were hardened.
Yeah. Well, there's so much heat from the electricity that it basically cooked him from the inside out.
One of my testicles has enlarged.
More than that.
I think it cooked one of his testicles.
That guy's not
smart. Speaking of the mob, two Swedish girls who took a family safe to finance a day of shopping alleged their plans were spoiled when they inadvertently handed the safe over to someone with ties to the mob. The incident unfolded in late February when the two girls, 16 and 17, decided they wanted to travel from their home in western Sweden to Malmo, which is about 300 kilometers to the south. In order to pay for the joyride and the accompanying shopping spree, the girls stole the safe containing 10,000 kronor, which is $1,300 in cash.
Poor little guys.
Which belonged to the father of the 16-year-old. The girls then stuffed the safe in the bag, headed to Malmo, where they met with a male acquaintance of the 17-year-old who was supposed to help the girls crack the safe open. But the acquaintance told the girls he lacked the right tools to open the safe and instead had to hand it over to someone else. I can't do this. We got to hand it over.
He's got to go.
Some safe cracker you turned out to be.
Yeah, it's like the safe cracker and bottle rocket. Just kind
of
wanders around.
Cut off his piece of deal and feed it to him.
What was his name? Cracker Jack or something?
I can't remember.
I can't open it. What do you mean you can't open it? You're a safe cracker. That's not the right kind. It's like, what the hell did we come here for? It's not the right kind.
That movie.
That is great.
The two girls now stand charged with theft. The younger girl claims she stole her father's safe only after being threatened by her friend. Oh, that's nice. You bitch.
Oh my god.
According to the girls, they never saw the safe again and allege it ended up in the hands of the mafia. Yeah, that's it. Blame the mafia.
This is too much.
Does Sweden even have a mafia?
Wow, I want to know. Do they have cake stores or
Swedish mafia?
I think they run the local cake store. All right, sad news. David Carradine found dead in his hotel room. Reports are it looks like it could possibly be autoerotic asphyxiation.
I've heard that.
But they're saying that there's an element being covered up where his hands were actually also tied behind his back.
Screw the small judo man.
Hey, whoa, that's not cool.
So it could be foul play. I mean, it was Bangkok where this happened. And from what they're saying, his hands were tied around his back. The rope was around his neck and also around his genitals.
Yeah, I'm thinking the guy was not autoerotic asphyxiated, maybe. Yeah,
I don't think you put a rope around your genitals when you do that.
Or you don't tie your hands unless he was in a real kinky shit. There was some Bangkok whore. He overdid it. He died. She freaked out and left. That's the only thing I can think of.
Called her pimp, and he came over and said, I'll fix this and make it look weird.
But another thing is the guy was how old? 72?
Yes.
Is the guy really autoerotic asphyxiating at that
exactly.
age?
Exactly. They're saying that he didn't display any signs of suicidal tendencies. They said that he was staying at this
not that kind of
this
auto.
Luxury hotel in Bangkok. And
I love that.
The last Sunday,
Bangkok.
Yes, Bangkok. Last Sunday around 3 p.m., he went to the concierge and asked if he could stretch his fingers in the lobby and play the piano.
Pleasuring himself.
So every night until Tuesday night, the day before his death, he played the piano for like 3 hours.
That doesn't sound like someone who's suicidal to me.
I know.
He had like a new series coming on. And
yeah.
He did?
Yeah. He's in that mental. He does a little thing in that mental show. But I don't think he's in it regularly. He was shooting a movie. But they're saying that everybody that like went to see him play the piano said he was full of life, very happy, always smiling, you know, just really enjoying himself. And this definitely sounds like foul play.
It does. Yeah. As soon as they said he might have committed suicide, I mean, I don't know the guy, you know, obviously, but I was just like, why do you wait till you're 72 to off yourself? Unless if they found out that he just found out he had terminal cancer of some
right.
kind, maybe. But other than that, why
Brain
would you wait
tumor.
Till you're that old to off yourself?
Yeah. Also, I mean, if he was going to off himself, he would have offed himself a long time ago before he had another career.
Melting his flesh to the bone.
He's been appearing in stuff since Kill Bill regularly.
Right.
And
TV appearances, TV show and stuff like that.
Yeah, he just did, oh shit, what was that, the movie, that Crank, High Voltage, he appeared in that.
Okay.
So, it just, I don't think, I honestly don't think he killed himself.
Have you guys ever heard about Bruce Lee, mysteriously, like some people don't think that he was murdered? You know, there's people have those,
like the curse on the Lee family,
right? But also assassins may have killed him because he
yeah.
shouldn't have let people learn their form of martial arts that's supposed
well,
to
well that's gotta kept. Be horseshit. But
I'm thinking, okay, David Carradine, didn't Bruce Lee create Kung Fu? He played the character. They've just
yeah.
taken a while to get to him. That's what
yeah,
I'm thinking.
I think maybe he pissed off the Tai Chi people.
That's
and,
right.
They decided finally to exact
they're
the
just,
they exacted it slow.
They have very slow movements.
They've got
Tai
a long
Chi
list
people.
Of people to deal with, I'm thinking. So it took them
yeah.
a while. So he's 72, and they finally, they're like, ah, he's in Bangkok. That's next door. Let's go. Yeah.
We ain't Billy going all the way to
better
America.
Watch his ass.
I thought I was lazy.
Yeah, they're lazy assassins.
Well, they've got to wake up every morning and do the chai tea.
Yeah,
the
I love
chai tea.
Chai
I love
tea
doing
with
the
lemon.
Chai tea.
It's delicious. I like a little milk in my chai tea.
That's oh man. You said
that was bad. I apologize for the chai tea joke.
But another thing is, my granddad used to watch Kung Fu, and literally I have a piercing pain in my forehead. The show is so slow-paced, and it's
oh
just like,
God,
turn
yeah.
the channel! Kind of a thing.
I mean, it's the Walker Texas Ranger.
My dad rented it when I was a kid, and he was like, you got to watch this. It's so cool. And I just remember like suffering through the montage of him learning to walk on the rice paper.
Right.
I wanted to kill myself.
Remember, he picks up
yeah, and burns into his arms.
Yeah, that kind of stuff was cool. And, you know, he would travel around with his little flute or whatever. But, yeah.
Didn't they do that on an episode of Smallville?
Yeah, the Lana picked up the bucket.
Yeah, she
snatched the pebbles from my hand. But seriously, you know, it's sad whenever anyone dies, but at least he was old, right? 72? He lived a pretty
good
life.
Yeah, he had to have a full life.
He got to be in a Tarantino flick. He was ready, right?
In his, you know, in his honor this weekend, I'll watch the Long Riders.
Well, it's go time.
Somebody told me, my brother told me he died. He didn't tell me it was like
hung in a closet.
Hung in a closet,
yeah.
Autoerotic. Suicide.
Well, I
or...
think maybe your brother's involved since he left that out.
That is interesting. He left some facts out, Stephen.
Better talk to your brother.
I'll have to have a chat.
Hey,
watch
where
out,
were you last might... week? Bangkok?
You.
I mean, Kansas? I was nowhere near Bangkok. Why are you
where
asking?
Where was I last week?
Oh, boy. Okay. Waterbury, Connecticut.
Hey, wait. Isn't that where... Isn't that where Antebert lives?
Oh, God, it probably is.
You didn't mention you're planning on stabbing someone.
Huh?
If I'm ever there, I'll make sure I pay him a visit. police said a would-be robber made a terrible choice when he targeted a Waterbury man who just happened to be a weapons and self-defense expert.
Hey!
Wah, wah, wah.
Bummer.
Authorities say the intended victim, Robert Dwyer, 53, foiled an attempted mugging Tuesday night by grabbing the gun and fighting the suspect. Dwyer is a federal Justice Department firearms instructor trained in how to disarm people.
Nice.
He probably ripped the barrel of the gun off the gun like Jet Li.
Do you think the guy was like, hey? And he's like,
next thing you know,
finally,
he's...
what I've trained all my life
yeah,
for.
Yeah, exactly.
He's standing there and he's got the guy's clip pulling bullets out, just flipping them.
He does the Jet Li thing.
I was for this.
Oh, by the way, we got to mention that one of our listeners, Julian, made a YouTube video of us talking about Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed watching it. I was cracking up.
We'll post the link in the forum. It was literally like 5 minutes before the show started and all the difficulty started with the show. But I was enjoying myself until that moment. But we'll post the link.
I don't want to get down on him, but a little bit of the talk is a little out of context at one part.
Bill,
it's a little out of context. I'm sorry. We were talking about the shooting behind the burger place, and he mixed it in with the kid getting shot behind the barrel, the cop. And I'm like singing "It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday," and it's that.
Well,
like,
no. He had to make a choice because I'm talking about the guy behind the barrel, and you immediately are talking about the other thing. So I guess he was like, "Do I make a quick cut or do I just stay on this?" Because
oh, okay, I thought that was an editing thing. I don't remember the conversation.
No, if you see it. In what I'm talking about the guy behind the barrel, but you're talking about another scene, but we're like talking about it at the same time.
Okay, I don't even remember.
So he's probably like, what do I do?
All right, then I apologize.
Well, there's no need to apologize, Bill, because it's...
But it's nugget night.
Yes.
Oh, all right, if you're going to make a deal on Craigslist to sell a diamond ring, don't meet it a rallies to sell it, which I believe is called Checkers down south.
Ah, Checkers Burgers?
Yeah, they call them rallies up here in the north.
Rallies? Weird.
Yes.
It's weird, but, northerner, Steven.
Yeah, we do have some Checkers up here, down here.
Hey!
Hi!
Hi!
If the moon was made of cheese, would you eat it? Dayton police... said the woman went to the eatery to meet someone who was allegedly going to purchase a 5-carat diamond ring she posted on Craigslist, and said the woman reported being robbed of the ring by a man with a large revolver. He fled northbound in an 80s red or maroon Oldsmobile. So look out for this dude. He's black, 5'8", and weighs around 200 pounds. This lady wants her ring back. She did enjoy the big Buford burger before that, though.
Oh, well, good. Yeah, why does anybody use Craigslist, first of all? Seriously.
Yeah, Craigslist is creepy. Everything about Craigslist creeps me out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yo.
Like, I don't want to go to anybody's house to pick something up that I bought.
And who the hell's Craig? I don't even know him or trust him to list anything.
It's a dude from San Francisco, actually, that started
Yeah,
it.
He created this thing, and it's taken off.
Yeah, I'm not going to use it.
It's like an online garage sale. It's
the classified ads.
Yeah.
All right. I have two more stories. This one I loved. On May 21st, a judge in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California dismissed a complaint filed by a woman who said she had purchased Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries because she believed Crunch Berries were real fruit. Yes, the plaintiff, Janine Sugawara, alleged that she had only recently learned to her dismay that said berries were in fact simply brightly colored cereal balls.
Have you ever considered therapy?
And although the product did contain some strawberry fruit concentrate, it was not otherwise redeemed by fruit. She sued on behalf of herself and all similarly situated consumers who also apparently believed that there are fields somewhere in our land thronged by crunchberry bushes.
It's insulting.
That would be awesome.
I wish I had a couple of crunchberry bushes in my backyard.
I know, man. I wouldn't have to buy crunchberry cereal ever again.
Knock it off.
Some people just have way too much time on their hand.
Is she serious?
Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
This poor cupcake don't stand a chance.
Yep. The court, Judge Morrison England Jr., also pointed out to the plaintiff, acknowledged in her opposition to the motion to dismiss that close inspection of the box reveals that crunch berries are not really berries. The plaintiff did not explain why she could not reasonably have figured this out at any point during the 4 years that she allegedly bought Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries. So after 4 years, this woman's sitting at her breakfast table going, you know what? These ain't really berries. I'm suing.
What a interesting person, right?
Someone with not enough time to realize she's an idiot.
Maybe she was possessed or something.
Yeah, she was possessed by a poltergeist.
The devil got to us.
All right, last story. You know, some people have that fantasy where you're at the doctor's office, a hot nurse comes in, things happen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when a university hospital nurse in Cincinnati walked into a patient's intensive care room February 17th, they saw the wounded man was visibly shaken and wearing lip gloss.
Hey!
He even became even more shaken when he learned the female phlebotomist who had just kissed and groped his exposed penis was really a man. Oh, boo.
Damn it, you burger punk!
The phlebotomist...
Phlebotomist.
I cannot pronounce this word.
Phlebotomist.
The person who takes blood, Chad Thrasher... Oh, that is an awesome
Whoa,
name.
Whoa, what is his name again?
Chad Thrasher.
Nice.
T-H-R-A-S-H-E-R. I'm totally changing my name to that.
Chad Thrasher.
Also known as Chadia Thrasher. Nice. Is on trial, charged with sexually touching the patient. Thrasher, 24, lives as a female and appeared in court wearing women's clothes, jewelry, and hairstyle.
Hey!
But it was Thrasher's alleged conduct in the alleged victim's hospital room as he was recovering from 4 surgeries he needed after being shot during a crime that could send Thrasher to prison for up to 18 months. Thrasher had drawn the man's blood before, but this incident was different. The man wasn't scheduled to have his blood drawn. Thrasher had developed an attraction to the man and began talking to and acting towards the patient in an inappropriate way. Thrasher started talking to the man about body parts, about exotic dancing in clubs, and that Thrasher had a stalker.
Wow.
Then Thrasher said the man's lips looked chapped. So Thrasher forcibly put lip gloss on the weak patient before kissing him, grabbed the man's penis, and asked how long it had been since he'd been with a woman.
Mukalaka hiki, come on, you want to lay me? Pass the poi, mahalo.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe a transvestite would say, how long had it been since you've been with a woman? Well, it ain't going to be, you know, it's going to be much longer, because apparently you're not one.
Hi.
This is not the usual interaction between a healthcare provider and a patient. No shit, Assistant Hamilton County prosecutor said.
Where she grabbed her.
Nurses summoned by the panicked patient who faked a medical emergency to get Thrasher to leave called police. Oh my God, this poor guy.
He's like, I'm so weak. Get the
he's pretending
off
he's
me.
Coding so that he can get this guy out.
The announcer from Jesse James's Dead Man to narrate this whole scenario?
And the tranny goes in for the kill.
He had to fake his own death to get help.
He exploded himself in the room.
Literally set on fire.
He literally put lip gloss on this guy.
The woman literally
Thrasher's
had a penis.
Ed Keller suggested in his opening that the allegations aren't what they appear to be, but he didn't expound on that. He also referred to his client as both he and she.
You're going to make yourself worse. How's that guy do that?
He's awesome.
He's been doing it for years.
I think his real name is Meat Gravel Balls.
Nice.
He eats gravel and he has gravel balls.
What are we having for dinner tonight, honey?
Meat gravel.
Trump's got nothing on that guy.
Yeah, this guy is so much more than a loud talker. He's a
loud, obnoxious talker.
A loud, obnoxious talker, yeah. And that's news for this week. I ended on a nice, creepy story.
Nice. All right, Bill. Thanks for doing the news.
So next time you're at the hospital and you think the nurse looks a little too much like a man.
It probably is.
Probably is.
That's really frightening.
I'm going to keep an eye out now.
You know, at my doctor's office, there's a nurse who's kind of crass, and I just kind of wince sometimes at stuff she said. Like, when I went in there with strep throat, my wife had strep throat, and then I went in a couple of days later to get antibiotics, so I wouldn't get it, but I could tell I was getting it because my throat was a little sore. And she goes, "So you guys been playing some tonsil hockey?" And I was like, "What?
Oh, my effing God."
I was like, "What?"
Well, first of all, none of your business.
Yeah. I was like, "What?
Hey!
What do you guys say? We do the demon deed!
Let's do some DVDs! Let's do some DVDs! Let's do some DVDs!
DVDs! DVDs!
DVDs! HD Blu-ray! Not enough for the show!
DVDs! Melting his flesh to the bone.
Oh! No.
Hey!
All right. All right, Bill, what do we got in the DVDs?
This week's DVDs for Tuesday, June 9th, 2009.
I'm telling you, tomorrow...
might just explode!
Bill won't have a voice tomorrow, trust me.
Literally. All right, let's set on fire.
I think I'm okay. I think I got it out of my system.
Hey!
This... Hey! I love that. Will Ferrell's Harry Carey had to be his best character. Easily.
All right, Bill, what fantastic DVDs we have this week? I hope it tops last week with Monsterd.
Actually, I don't think it will. Let's start off with a TV series.
Oops.
The Cleaner with Benjamin Bratt, season 1.
I watched it every single episode. I gotta say, it's really sad. It's about people who are drug addicts and him trying to help them. He has a higher calling and he talks to God and he's made amends because
Did he ever ask to have a double date with Miley Cyrus?
Yes. And it came true.
Awesome.
But the whole thing is about him. He promised if God would help him get his life back in order, he would help these people. And it's his job, basically. Family members will come and they'll say, "My son, we've done everything. Please, could you help us?" Because he has a really good track record. It's a little bit better than like...
they kidnap the people and...
other things. Yeah, sometimes they have to. Every week it's something different.
Right.
Sometimes they save someone, sometimes they don't. You know, because drug addiction's really sad, and usually the person just keeps going back and they die or whatever. But it's an interesting show, and it can be really sad and disturbing. So, yeah. There's sometimes where I'm like, this show's a bummer. Why are we watching this? But, you know, watched all of it.
I'll make sure I don't rent it then.
Yeah.
Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Next DVD is Crossing Over. It's a film by Wayne Kramer, written and directed. I'm normally a pretty big fan of Wayne Kramer. Love The Cooler, love Running Scared, but this sucker got just absolutely demolished by the critics.
Is this the Harrison Ford movie?
Yeah, Harrison Ford, Ray Liotta, Ashley Judd.
Wow, he's got a great cast. What happened?
I honestly have no idea, but I think I'm going to check it out anyways just because I like Wayne Kramer.
Maybe, is there something redeeming about it, or?
Hopefully there is. What's funny about the back is its synopsis. It starts out with Harrison Ford, and then in quotation, or not in quotations, but in, shit, what are those things called?
Parentheses?
The type things.
Parentheses,
sorry. Jesus. It says Indiana Jones films.
Nice.
Honestly, you needed to say Harrison Ford, who's in the Indiana Jones films.
Indiana Jones / Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've never seen the Indiana Jones film, so I wouldn't know who he is.
It should
say
Harrison 6 days, 7 nights Ford.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Thank you for solving my brain fart, Stephen.
You're a cheat and a swindler.
Oh, who is Stephen or Bill?
I just gave him the answer.
They're talking about Stephen because I don't cheat or swindle anybody. Steven's notorious for that shit.
I swindled somebody. I swindled the answer.
He moves from city to city like a grifter. That's what his job is.
Wait,
he's actually a grifter,
but
he just uses this whole medical thing as a front.
Mm-hmm.
But I can keep going back to Salt Lake because there's suckers there.
Oh yeah, they're totally dumb. They're Mormons. They trust anybody.
The Irish traveler, maybe?
Mm. He is. He steals copper tubing.
Way to go, Steve. That's good stuff.
All right, next DVD. I watched this film. It's called Fired Up. It's about two football players who are horn dogs, and they decide, you know what? I don't want to go to football camp and just hang around with a bunch of jocks. Let's go to cheerleading camp and hang around and get laid by a bunch of hot cheerleading chicks.
Yo.
So they do that, and hilarity ensues. This movie is fucking awful.
Oh, that's a bad attitude, young
it's
man.
It's funny. Ain't It Cool News played this thing up like it was the greatest comedy of the past 10 years. Like, Harry Knowles is just going on and on about it. And I was like, it can't be that bad. I watched it. I wish I never watched it. It's that bad.
I'll see you later.
I watched the unrated version, and I was like, well, maybe the other version's better, and I started watching it. I was like, no, I can't. I can't do it. It's just – it's really, really bad. It's so poorly written and just not funny in the least. A lot of – like, it's cheerleading camp, so there's all kinds of, like, really bad gay stereotypical jokes.
Stop being a cheese ass.
It's just – it's not funny.
I think I vaguely remember the commercial of this.
This is the one where they're on the bus and then they get off the bus. They like, if you know, we're not in heaven because if we were, we would have heard we are crashing. We are crashing that thing. Oh,
yikes.
It's bad. Bad, 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 bad. Watch at your own risk. a terrific movie though. Is Gran Torino, which comes out on DVD and Blu-ray this week.
Nice.
One of the best movies of last year. Just absolutely terrific. Very understated. It's just kind of a weird connection. But it kind of reminds me of the, like, kind of the classic samurai films of the, like, the 60s, 70s, even 80s. Like a teacher teaches a student kind of thing. It's very good. And Clint Eastwood is terrific in it. The direction's great. I loved everything about this movie.
Hey!
I definitely want to see it.
So did Harry Carey. He's a huge, huge fan.
You know what? That's a reason to send back the Bruce Campbell movie to get Gran Torino.
Yeah, totally. I can't recommend it enough. This is a sort of movie where you can sit down at night with your wife and just enjoy the hell out of
it. I want to give away one of my Netflix secrets. A lot of people complain, hey, I don't get the new releases on Blu-ray. It's impossible to. Here's what you do, and it works every time. Tuesday, mail that shit out Saturday. Trust me.
Yeah.
I'm going to mail this out before noon. I will get Gran Torino on Tuesday, brand new disc. It'll be mailed to me because you time it perfectly. You don't just try to get it any time. You try to time it where your disc is getting turned in the
day they receive.
Yeah, something new is just fresh there on the stack. That's how you do it. That's how you do it in Chicago. Yeah.
Next DVD.
Hey, it works. You're absolutely right. It does work. I've listened to you. I've followed your instructions, and I've gotten the brand new release from Tuesday.
Melting his flesh to the bone.
No, I never
but
said
now
to
that
do
more
that.
More people know it. We're probably going to.
Oh
get...
my god! What was I thinking? Forget it. It doesn't work.
No, you're right. I never get
Things
what I
are
want.
Things going to start happening to me now.
All right, so moving on. Next DVD is The International with Clive Owen and Naomi Watts. Clive Owen wants to expose an arms dealer.
I thought it was about some ominous bank or something.
Well, I guess the arms dealer needs a bank to deal his arms.
I couldn't tell what it was about. It looked like a thriller, you know, it's a thriller, but... It didn't have Mike Tyson.
Well, it says on the
Genesis,
cover that it's a pulse-pounding thriller. So.
Ooh, pulse-pounding.
Yeah.
No, you know that's good.
Pulse-pounding.
If my pulse will pound. Guys, I think I'm having a heart attack. No, it's just the movie. It's pulse-pounding.
It's a thriller.
Why is it pounding so hard? Nice. All right, moving on. Oh, and by the way, that's also Blu-ray.
Nice.
Moving on, the Little Rascals box set. I love the Little Rascals. Some
of
the
Miss Crabtree.
One of the most politically incorrect shows ever, or shorts ever. I just think they're absolutely hilarious.
I watched the hell out of Little Rascals when I was a kid. I haven't seen it in years. And I'm not counting the remake movie that they put out. That doesn't
Penelope
count.
Spears movie.
Oh, but seriously, though, I love The Little Rascals. And I got to watch these, man.
Yeah, this is the. It has two different DVDs in it. It's The Best of Our Gang, which are, I guess, their choices of the best. And The Best of Spanky. I was never really a big fan of Spanky.
What?
I was more of a Chubsy Ubsy guy.
I love Spanky.
Spanky McFarland.
Come on, Spanky.
I just like Chubsy Ubsy.
I guess he's a Dallas guy.
But wasn't Chubsy Ubsy only in the real early ones?
No, he was the second set of Our Gang.
Oh, okay.
He's like replacement Our Gang? What?
The first one was...
I know, sometimes you'd watch it and go, who are these kids? Or whatever.
That
they were
was
like,
you know, the new Jackie ones. Cooper, Chubsy.
They hadn't exploited the other ones yet.
Yeah, they were the second group of the R gang.
You know,
the first one was...
It was a Stymie. Stymie was
yeah,
with that.
Stymie
Let me
was
ask you guys if this ever happened to your household. You're watching Little Rascals, having a great time. You love it. One of your older family members, I don't know, a grandparent or uncle or something, goes, you know, Alfalfa, he was shot stealing something. You know, Stymie, he was murdered. You know, they just, like, tell you this shit. We're like, why are you telling me? I'm a little kid. Why are you telling me this? Did that ever happen to you guys?
Stymie was never murdered.
Yes, actually, I have heard that.
In a bucket, dude.
Was Stymie the one that was murdered?
I don't know.
No, he was.
I don't remember. I just remember Alfalfa was shot stealing a TV or some crap like that.
Yeah.
You just tell your kids random crap like that? Does that make
his,
any sense?
His stick-ups in the back of his head gave him away.
Well, they said that Alfalfa was died of drug overdose or something, and he didn't.
I'm going to do that with my daughter. You know, like, hey, you know iCarly you watch? Carly's a crack whore. She went to jail.
She's a lauded freak.
She mainlines.
But wait, what the hell? I think what it is sometimes people have information about something and they're so impressed with themselves they have to even tell like a 5-year-old. you know Spanky? He got the chair. It's like, no, we didn't. What?
No, he died in his house here in Dallas.
You just got to tell him something, you know?
Melting his flesh to the bone.
That's not how Spanky died. All right,
it was spontaneous combustion.
Oh my god.
There's only a foot left.
Spanky, turn the burner off!
It's not the burner, it's me!
Literally set on fire.
Literally!
That's terrible.
I couldn't be friends with that gas. The gas? I couldn't be friends with that announcer guy.
I couldn't be friends with a man with such bad gas.
Everybody get back. We got a gas leak.
No! Oh, my God. Spanky! And Darla, was she cute or what? Oh, Darla.
I hope she grew up to be a whore.
Bill, no! Say it ain't so.
No, it's true.
Go downstairs, Mary. Go downstairs, Mary.
What's downstairs? It's like her dungeon.
The whorehouse.
Go get in the dungeon, that's... Mary.
Lock yourself up, Mary. I'm going to throw a baby Ruth down to you.
Baby Ruth? Huh?
All right, next DVD is Noble Son. This is a movie with Alan Rickman. It's kind of a... it's supposed to be like a dark comedy with family dysfunction kind of stuff going on. I saw a preview for it on that, like, that show on HDNet, that trailers thing.
With Robert Wolanski, or
yeah, I thought it looked pretty good.
You know, Alan Rickman's always good. He really is.
Yeah, it's got a really great cast. It's got Ernie Hudson, Ted Danson.
Awesome.
Danny DeVito, Alan Rickman, Bill Pullman, Mary Steenburgen, Eliza Dushku.
Eliza Dushku.
Eliza.
It's not Lisa Gibbons, okay?
You say sabotage, I say sabotage.
Eliza Dushku, Lisa Gibbons. You morphed them together.
Oh, okay.
I'm somebody now!
But it looks pretty good. I can't really describe it because there's no real description for it, but I do remember it looking good, and Roger Ebert gave it a very good review. I remember that.
I keep seeing previews to the new Daughter of David Lynch movie. Have you seen that?
No.
It looks very interesting. It has Bill Pullman in it.
Oh, well, I'll watch anything with Bill Pullman in it.
He's always good.
Yo, he's not a fan. He's insane.
She made that weird movie, Boxing Helena.
Right. That was not a good movie.
Okie doke.
But this movie looks interesting, and that's all I'll say about it. Let's move on.
All right. Blu-ray only, Predator 2 is coming to Blu-ray.
They're called Brett, and yes, they are exceptional.
Predator 2? Like
Predator 2 with Danny Sweet. Glover, where he's getting too old for this shit.
And Bill Paxton! Hey! Yes,
I actually like Predator 2.
Predator 2 is a lot of fun. Danny Glover does this weird thing in movies. He does it in Lethal Weapon 2 where he narrates to himself.
Yeah.
He just starts talking to himself. I doubt it's even in the script. He just does it. And it's hilarious. But, I mean, it's not a great movie or anything, but it's fun.
No.
Especially the ending. Remember how cool that Easter egg was? He's in the Predator ship and you see the aliens.
The alien skull.
Oh, yeah. That was totally cool. And you almost feel cooler for Danny Glover killing the Predator because he's just a normal dude. He's not muscle-bound like Arnold. Thought it was good shit, yo.
Yeah. I like that they strung up all the drug-dealing mobsters and led them out. I always thought that was awesome.
What was with all the weird Rasta guys in that?
I think they were left over from Marked for Death
from Steven Seagal. Totally.
All right, next DVD is Reaper, Season 2.
Is it on Blu-ray?
No.
What the hell? Why isn't it on Blu-ray, Bill?
Because Lionsgate is cheap.
You know, I think I saw a picture of it in Blu-ray. Maybe it is coming out soon.
It could be coming out soon, but it's not coming out this week.
I'm going to perform what is commonly known in the medical community as a face off.
Exactly. That's reason enough to pick it up.
Yep. Okay.
And you know what? I saw this. Do you ever read Crackle, Bill? Is that what it's called? Crackle TV? What is that site called, damn it?
Click Clack?
Click Clack. That's what it's Click Clack Crackle.
Snap Crackle Pop
that's
TV.
All I can think of. Crackle Click Clack.
The website is some kind of onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia.
But it's Click Clack, and they're like
Becca Lecca High Mecca Honey.
Huge rumor that Reaper is going to Sci-Fi Network.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, that's cool. Let me check in the other sites. It was only on that site, and it wasn't on, like, TV Guide or Kristen on E or TV Squad or any of those other things. So I'm thinking maybe not ready to cheer yet since it's only on one site.
You know? And Sci-Fi, well, Syfy might...
And when is that going to happen? The Sci-Fi thing, S-Y-F-Y.
Oh, I can't wait.
Is it really going to happen?
Yeah, I guess so.
Huh. Okay.
It's go time.
And for you 60s fans, Woodstock 40th Anniversary Ultimate Collector's Edition.
Oh, I love the peanuts,
edition.
Bill. That's so cool.
What?
I love the peanuts.
Woodstock. Oh, yeah. Well, I love peanuts, too, but this is different Woodstock.
What?
This is the music festival in Woodstock, New York.
Naked hippies.
Yeah, don't take the brown acid, kind of. Honk Woodstock. But I actually prefer that Woodstock.
So, okay. Bummer.
But DVD and Blu-ray, 40th Anniversary, Ultimate Collector's Edition. It's got all kinds of like little things. Lucite display images with the festival. 60-page commemorative Life magazine reprint. Iron-on Woodstock patch if you want to be a real douchebag. So and something I never knew, Sha Na Na performed at Woodstock.
I love that Bowser.
Love the Bowser.
That was the next one, Bowser.
Now, well, let me ask you this. Have they remastered the sound where it's like in 7.1 DTS master audio?
Yeah, actually,
audio?
They have a Dolby Digital and a True HD track on it.
Nice. So if I even cared, I would check it out, right?
Yeah, if you cared, but no one cares. So
it was before my time. I didn't live in that time period.
Yeah, I think what was it? It was like 69 or 1970. I can't remember.
Was Jefferson Airplane there?
Yeah, they were.
Might want to see that. But Hendrix.
69, I believe.
I'm more of a fan of Jefferson Starship and then Starship than Jefferson Airplane.
Built the city, rock and roll, that kind of stuff. I gotcha. Yeah. Sarah.
And totally I also love the theme to Mannequin.
When they totally started to build this thing forever, nothing's gonna stop. Wow, they really sucked, didn't they?
Yeah, that was bad.
They really started to blow. And then there's that song they did. I don't know the name of it, Steven. It's always on Martin Scorsese movies, the Jefferson Airplane song. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
White Rabbit,
yeah.
How are the people who did that the same ones who did Nothing Gonna Stop Us Now?
Well, that
they were taking a lot of drugs back then.
Oh, and these were the sober people doing the mannequin.
The drugs wore off.
Yeah.
They're sobering
up. And then they realized how square they actually are. And
I said, well, let's do a love song. My girlfriend Sarah, I need to write a song to her.
Can you guys imagine going to see that band live and people yelling out, "Built this city! Built this city! We built
this
city!"
Well, they had to challenge Toto's Rosanna, so they had to do one called Sarah.
It's got a, you know how they did it. They started with, "We built this city!" Silence. Everyone's like, "Woo! We built the city on rock and roll." Woo! People freaking out.
Everybody's going, "What city?" Because I'm going to avoid that one.
We need to totally do another karaoke episode where we only sing Starship songs.
Totally. Like, if anyone wants to hear us sing badly, in the after the show link on nowhereinmulberry.com, nimlive.com, you'll find an episode where we sing songs.
I'll have to do my own because I didn't get to participate in that because Skype has that second delay and it wouldn't sound right, so I didn't sing. So I'm going to do my own.
I know how we do this. Bill would have already recorded himself singing the song. He would give me the file and then I'd play it for us all to hear.
There you go. That would work.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Peace. Yeah. We out of here.
My favorite still is that guy that did Ladies Night. Oh, what a night.
And Bill, I'm not going to say nowheremulberry.com anymore. It's nimlive.com. NIMLIVE.com.
That is a little easier.
Because it's shorter, and you always meant for me to do that, and I never picked up on it, and now I'm going to do it. I was just like, you know, I'll do whatever I want.
Oh, that's a bad attitude, young man.
I know. I've changed my mind.
Yeah, because Janice Dickinson doesn't have a bad attitude.
Bill, you and I were getting sick where they were talking about how many loogies she spits. And
oh my stomach, God!
I started getting
Janice Dickinson.
Yeah, she's always like, yeah. All over the place, and I started getting ill. I was like, I can't watch this. Ugh.
I couldn't believe how much phlegm she was bringing up. In fact, talking about it right now, it worried me.
Yeah, it's starting to make me sick again.
Eh.
There was another show where somebody spit a lot that we were...
She does. They said that's what she does. She just spits all the time. Ugh, I don't want to talk about it. I'm starting not to feel so good, guys.
I'm going to throw up.
I don't feel so good, guys.
Oh no, stop it!
No! Alright, Bill, what other DVDs do we have?
That's it. That's DVDs for this week.
Hey!
Alright, Bill, thanks for doing the DVDs this week.
You're quite welcome.
See you next week.
Maybe.
It's gold time.
Melting his flesh to the bone.
Oh my
Thank
god.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And.
Good God. All right, everybody, that was episode 166 of Nowhere on Mulberry. We started a little late, had some technical problems, but all I had to do is unplug the webcam and plug it back in. I would have thunk it. And I kind of lost my mind there for a minute, but we made it through, guys. We made it through the rain. I need to stop that. It's kind of scary, isn't it?
Hey!
So, thank you for listening to the show. If you'd like to go to nimlive.com, NIMLIVE.com, you could check out a link to Mulberry Old School, which I went to Mulberry Old School, Bill, the other day. Mm-hmm. Mulberry Old School, went to visit, opened the vault, you know, entered in the
looked at all the combination. Old hard drives. And
yeah, the old, you know, the spinning tape things on the hard drives. It's like Tron or something. And I retitled all the files to the old shows and gave them titles.
The yeah, one... and you added the descriptions of what's on each show.
So you hacked the Whopper and you retitled everything.
But there, I didn't start that until episode 100 or 104 or something. So I need to go back to episode 1 and listen to all of them and give them all titles. What do you guys think about that?
That's going to be a tough
You
tough
know what?
Prospect.
Anybody who's listened to any of those old shows, like episode 1 through 100.
Helicopter Crash.
Yeah.
That's what I told Jason
Bill
that
said,
should be the name of the first
he
one.
He said, we know what the
crash.
Name of episode 1 is, Helicopter Crash. So anybody who's listened to episode, whoever gives me the first suggestions, any of those, well, I'm not going to say. And that doesn't mean like Brock send in like 1 through 100 titles for each thing. It's like, give me a couple.
Oh my!
Hey,
sorry.
So if somebody, hey! So if somebody like, hey, episode 50, I just listened to it. This is what it should be called. I'll use it. Why not?
No, it should be Steven and the Helicopter Crash.
No, just Helicopter Crash. The Helicopter Crash or something like that. But anyway, that was a lot of fun. Mulberry Old School. Check out our old episodes. They're gold. Every single one of them is the best show you've ever heard. And I'm totally blowing smoke up your ass right now. Whoa, and apparently it was explosive. But another thing is go to, there's a little link under Mulberry Old School, iTunes Enhanced Feed. Check out our show. And I'm going to have to start paying for this shit now. I was using Podomatic. They give you a free account. You have so much storage and so much bandwidth per month. I was like, I'll just use that. It's like five people are going to listen to that. You get a certain amount of bandwidth per month. It's already like 90%. And it says you are using over half of your bandwidth for the month. I was like, this is like one episode in June I put out. So that's doing well. That's a good sign, Bill. But I'm going to have to pay for it now to buy more bandwidth, you know, get like the unmetered bandwidth package or something, $10 a month or whatever. So if people really like the Enhanced Podcast, donate some money to NIM Podcast. You could help pay for that feed. So
hey, you cheap bastards.
So we could do something like that. Also, you'll find a link to our forum. Join the forum and talk to us. Give feedback to every single episode you listen to. Tell us every single thing that you laugh at. Tell us every opinion you have. Every time we make you angry, every time we make you smile, I want to hear every single detailed moment of it. Right, Bill?
Every time we make you cry.
Exactly. Every time we make you snort in some weird way.
And then spit on you.
Yeah, something like that. Or you break the man code. We need to hear about that because we enforce man code rules.
If you break the man code and we
we'll
find
tie
out,
you to a tree.
We'll fuck your shit up.
I still can't get over that one. What did Bill say about... Nah, never mind. I don't want to go back there.
Wait, what did I say?
You wanted to show someone your nether regions or...
My butt hole?
You better come back. Yeah, that's right. Or we'll tie you to a tree, kick you in the ass while we jerk you off. Show you what we really do to perverts around here.
That's a long drop, by the way.
But it's a good one.
Wait, can we just praise Foggy? You know, I notice I haven't mentioned him lately. He does all the drops while we're just chilling, talking. He is
a genius.
He just didn't have it together last week with that engineering.
He's a genius as himself. And you know what? Now that you mention it, Steven, he's the one who probably muted my mic just to be a dick. So you know what? I take it back. Screw you, buddy.
It was actually Steven that told him to do that. I overheard.
Steven, did you really? You sneaky bastard.
Oh, Foggy's the sneaky one. He got a
burn. You bastard! Hey, buddy!
He muted your mic while you were wearing it.
So. You must chill! You must chill!
So, I gotta watch Gross Point Blank.
Guy, I think that was from the other one, actually.
No, that was Gross.
No. That was from the Keymaster. Remember, he had the keys?
Oh, yeah, Say Anything.
Yeah, Say
but
Anything.
Isn't there one where there's a moment where the drunk guy that was in Band of Brothers in Gross Point Blank,
right, Bobby
does
Beamer,
something where he says, you must chill or something. I can't remember.
Yeah, and that one he's grabbing Jeremy Piven and saying, you must chill!
Oh, okay.
Because he's like, keys! He like
dives over
him.
And yeah. He wants his car keys.
That shit is awesome. So also remind people, if you want to join us in our reading of The Dark Tower, the Gunslinger series, we'd love you for you to do it. If you've already read them, if you want to wait for us to talk about it, it'd be awesome to actually prove to people that we read books. They're like, these guys watch too much television.
How are they going to fit in a book?
I don't watch television. I read books. It's like, guess what, jerk off? We do too, and we find time to play video games and watch TV.
A very fulfilled round.
I'll have to try and fit this Dark Tower stuff in before the next Star Wars book comes out because I'm a huge geek.
Star Wars?
Bill will read it in like two nights.
Well, there's this really great new series of Star Wars books called Fate of the Jedi that just started with Outcast, and then the next one comes out in late June called Omen, and it's really good.
Well, I think that the Gunslinger is a pretty easy short read. I mean, I don't think it's all that big a book.
Well, you know, I'm hoping for a really good read, and that's okay. Say I finish the Gunslinger, I'm like, I don't want to read these books. Hopefully, I really like it, but what if I don't? So
yeah, if it's really boring, I might just have to cheat and listen to the audio.
No, don't do that, Bill. That's
wrong. I know.
Wrong.
I'm kidding. I don't want to give anybody ideas.
All
you listen
right,
to the audiobook, you are not allowed to participate.
Yeah, we start praising Foggy, and all of a sudden he just goes nuts with the drops. I'm the star of the show. I'm the star of the show. Just knock it off. All right? Jesus.
Oh, that's a bad attitude, young man.
He's just pissed off because he never learned how to read.
That's right.
Foggy.
Never learned to read.
He gets very frustrated.
All right, let's see if this is a three-hour
Sorry,
show
Foggy.
This week, guys. Nope. Hey, Bill, we actually made it.
Thank God for that.
Hey, I want to apologize to everyone who's in the I was going to say the break room. Everyone that was in the chat room
they're
tonight,
in break room.
Waiting for the show to start, and then we had technical
drinking
problems.
Drinking coffee, eating donuts.
I can imagine how annoying that is. Like, what the hell's going on? All of a sudden, I hear the Dawn of the Dead music start up. It stops. It sounds like shit. Thank you for the people
sticking around
who stuck it out. Right, Bill? Did they stick it out? They might have left. I don't know.
I think the only one that really Credo stuck it out. I don't know what's wrong with Credo. We make fun of him, and yet he still comes back for more.
the devil got
we love you, Credo. And Rowdy G was in there the whole time.
He hangs out to hear his name spoke.
Credo.
But right now we got Baron, VG, Bradley, Credo, Junie, Rowdy G, and Rufio. Rufio's been in there the whole time, too. So.
Rufio! I just want to give everybody a
Bangarang!
Shout out to everyone. Good Lord. Where the hell did that come from?
Hey, I've seen it. I've seen it too many times.
Hey!
Hey! All right, everybody, that's the show. See you next week!
I'm going to go eat now. You can either stay here if you want, or I can come by later. My mom says you can't eat any of our food anymore.
Bummer.
Wonder what they're having.
Nuggets.
Damn!
Hot dogs and Cheetos.
Good news, guys. We're having Sanjaya for dinner. I'm going to cook him alive.
Now this is podcasting.
It was cheesy, bro.
Hey!